Jake Gozo. And a line shot at that, and it is 5-0. A 1-0 fastball, and he jumped all over it. And a huge swing of the bat for Gozo. His first home run of the year, his 7th RBI. And Gozo, who we know has so much power, that one was a line shot that I didn't know if it had the height to get out of here. But it just kept going and going. And that'll bring up Wilson Kessel in a huge swing of the bat right there. A deflating one for the Indians, who now trail 5-0 here in the third. Base is empty, still nobody out for Wilson Kessel, who looked to keep this inning going. First pitch is fouled straight back off the screen, 0-1. Estimated distance 360. Is it just cleared the wall? Out in straightaway left. The 0-1. It's a changeup, but just high. Gustafson winds and throws. This is high as well. 2-1. Finale of this four-game series, the 45s won on Thursday night in the opener, 23-2, then won on Friday, 12-4. 2-1 is a strike with a fastball, evens the count at 2-2, and then last night a 4-2 victory. And as I mentioned in the pregame, the starters in this series for the 45s have been absolutely brilliant. Humphrey last night, 2-2, is a changeup inside, count at 3-2. Humphrey last night went 7 innings, give up 7 hits, 2 runs, 6 strikeouts. Wells was the pitcher. There's a good breaking ball. Gets Kessel way out in front and got him swinging for the first out. That'll bring up Marcus Wilhite. Wells on Friday threw 5 1/3, gave up 3 runs on 6 hits. And then Gallegos came out of the pen and shut the door with 3 2/3 of scoreless baseball. And then, of course, on Thursday with Verhees, who gave up just 1 run in 5 innings. And then again, J.J. Reeves with 4 innings of great relief pitching. The first pitch is outside to Wilhite. Wilhite crushed one to right center for a triple back in the first inning. That brought in DeBrecht. 5-0 Colt 45s on a big swing of bat from Jake Gozo. 1-0 is down low with a fastball, 2-0. So it hasn't just been the starting pitching, it's been the pitching all the way around. Wilhite, 220 on the year, 5 hits and 20 at-bats, or 250 I should say. 3-0. 6 runs, couple RBIs. He's walked 9 times, that's a club best. 3-0, and that's ball 4. So 4 pitches, none of them all that close. And Wilhite will get a free pass over to first. And time is called. And Gerald Randleston is going to come out and have a chat with his right-hander. 3 runs here in the inning off the big home run from Gozo. 5 hits so far for the Colt 45s. Just 1 runner left on base. This next pitch for Gustafson will be number 50. 27 strikes, 22 balls. A quick chat from Randleston as he's already heading back towards the first base dugout. Eric Carlson will come to the plate. Carlson struck out swinging in his first at-bat. Carlson, one of the top hitters on the team thus far. He's 9-for-25 before tonight with a 360 average. 6 runs driven in. Carlson, the right-handed hitter, looking to keep the inning alive here in the third. Infield double play depth with Wilhite at first with a small lead. Stopson comes set, slide steps, first pitch is down low, 1-0. It's 5 straight balls now for Gustafson after getting Wilson Kessel to go after a 3-2 breaking ball for strike 3. 1-0 is a fastball right there, 1-1. One out, one on here in the third. Already three runs home for the Colt 45s. They lead 5-0. 1-1. This is lined back up the middle, a base hit. Change up, and he was waiting for it. Looked like he was sitting on it. It's a base hit for Eric Carlson. And first and second with one out for Jackson Murphy. Now, we'll look to add on here. Struck out looking back in the second inning. Still just one out. Kobe Zimmerman is on deck. First pitch. It's down low and away. 1-0. Couple clouds in the sky here tonight. We've kind of drifted over as a helicopter flying directly over the field here. Stoffson takes a peek back to second, the 1-0. That's a strike on the outside half. 1-1. Murphy, 180 batting average on the season so far. 1-1. Change up. This is hit towards left, the base hit. We'll see if they bring on Wilhite. They will. The throw to the plate, and he's going to be safe. Shaw threw it into Pocky, the cutoff man, who had plenty of time, but on the relay dropped the ball on the exchange, and he probably would have had Wilhite by a couple of feet, but it's 6-0. Kobe Zimmerman now will look to keep things going here in the third. There'll be four runs now come across here in the third inning. Carlson at second, Murphy at first. Back-to-back singles for the Colt 45s. First pitch from Gustafson to Zimmerman is down low, 1-0. Want to know. Zimmerman chopped one to third and beat it out for a single in his first at-bat. It's 1-for-1. Right-handed hitter waits to the 1-0. That's a fastball, a strike at the letters, or maybe just a little bit below. Zimmerman 235 on the year. Carlson on at second, Murphy at first, one out here in the bottom of the third. Already four runs home, the 1-1. Down low, 2-1. With the off-speed pitch there in the dirt. Nunez with a nice stop behind the plate. Six runs, seven hits. One error and one runner left on base for the Colt 45s thus far. For the Fairfield Indians through three innings, no runs, no hits. One error and two left on. The 2-1 pitch to Zimmerman is just outside, 3-1. Zimmerman looking to add on. Stops and trying to stop the bleeding here in the third. Bullpen is empty to 3-1. That's a strike. Good fastball outside part of the plate. Loads the count 3-2. Derek Kuhn, the ninth place hitter, would be next. Payoff pitch coming. Stops and comes set. Looks back to second. Delivers. Runners are on the move. It's going to be ball four. Carlson would have been out at third if that pitch was a strike, but it's ball four, and that'll load the bases for Derek Kuhn. And now looks like we're going to have a pitching change. Something's changing. Randleson's coming out. the chat again. I think that's going to be it for Gustafson. It looks like it is. So we'll have a couple of changes. We'll find out who the new pitcher is for the Indians when we come back. Already four runs in here in the third, but the base is loaded with one out still for the 45, still trying to add on. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
As an APS worker from Shasta County, I protect older adults and those over 18 who are vulnerable on a daily basis. But I know that sometimes elder and dependent adult abuse isn't obvious. We need you and all members of the community to help us identify and report potential victims of abuse, neglect, and exploitation. Signs of potential abuse include unexplained changes in behavior or personal hygiene or lack of basic necessities. No abuse, report abuse by calling Adult Protective Services at 225-5798 or learn more by visiting ShastaHHSA.net.
JPR and U.S. Bank welcome Chris Isaak back to Reading's historic Cascade Theater June 27th. Heartthrob, crooner, and Grammy nominee Chris Isaak brings his velvet voice and rockabilly roots to the intimate Cascade Theater stage with his trademark high-energy, flashy, and personable style. Wednesday, June 27th at 7:30. General public tickets and limited VIP meet-and-greet tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Sinorama presents Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Friday, June 15th. Join us at the Sundial Bridge for craft beers from some of Northern California's favorite breweries, live music, tasty food, and fun activities. Tickets are $10 in advance, $15 at the gate, and includes your first full beer. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's education programs and exhibitions. This 21 and older event is sure to sell out, so buy your tickets for Brews by the Bridge now at turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
New pitcher is Toriak for the Fairfield Indians. And he delivers to Derek Kuhn, who is already ahead in the count 3-0. Toriak pitched on Thursday night, 2 1/3, two hits, two runs. This pitch gets by to the backstop, and it's ball four. And four pitches that none of them were all that close. So that'll bring in yet another run here in the third. And it's 7-0. And now Lane Pritchard will come to the plate.
Number 23, Lane Pritchard.
Pritchard got this inning started. When he walked earlier, he's 1-for-1 with a triple back in the first. First pitch, not even close. It's high. 1-0. 7-0 here in the third. DeBrecht is on deck. Pritchard, the left-handed hitting. Center fielder looks for the 1-0. It's high. 2-0. Toriak walked four batters on Thursday. Comes set, throws, that's high, 3-0. So seven consecutive balls for Toriak, and we'll see. He's trying to avoid walking in yet another run. 3-0. That's not close. Ball four. So back-to-back four-picked walks, and it's 8-0. Starting to look very similar to Thursday night's game that finished 23-2. And now the head coach, Randleson's going to come out. And I think we're going to have another change. Let's see here. Toriak, 8 straight balls, and yep, he's going to come out. So he comes in, throws 8 balls. 2 runs come in. The bases are still loaded. 1 out, and once again, we will take a break. Find out who is coming in to pitch for the Indians. It's 7-0 here in 8-0, excuse me, here in the third. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading invites you to the ultimate beer experience, the Tap Shack. The North State's first self-service beer wall featuring 18 of the finest craft beers on tap. Simply insert your Tap Shack card in the wall and make your selection. Not sure what to select? Well, that's okay. You can sample as little as 1 ounce and fill it up when you find your favorite. And our trained staff will be there to answer any questions you might have about our fine line of craft beers. Join the Pour Your Own Revolution and visit the Tap Shack at Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome Assemblyman Brian Daly. Let's find out what's happening in Sacramento. What are all of these laws, including the newest bill that says you can only have 55 gallons of water to use daily? What's the impact on people up here in Northern California? This and Shasta College with the latest on what's happening out there on campus. All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
A jury deliberation room filled with 12 men, ordinary people just like you or me who must decide the outcome of a murder trial. Experience for yourself as dramas run high, tempers flare, and personal prejudices are tested, all while the life of one 19-year-old man hangs in the balance.
Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present 12 Angry Men, written by Reginald Rose, directed by John Welsh. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, June 16th through July 7th.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, June the 15th from 8 to 9 on Free Fire Radio on AM 1460 KCNR.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients.
Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
We've just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Paul Zoet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Capopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta Springwater.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
A couple of changes here for Fairfield. The shortstop, Hadari Wadley, is going to come in to pitch. Pocky, who was at third, is going to move to short. Ike Brown comes off the bench to play third as Lorenzo Debrecht fouls this pitch back, and it's 1-2 now. Base is loaded here with 1 out in the third. 6 runs already home here in this third inning. Game that was moving along quickly until this half inning. The 1-2 is outside, goes to the backstop, but quickly right back to the catcher, Nunez. Wildly pitched on Friday night through an inning, gave up 1 unearned run, 2 walks. I forgot to mention that the Indian starter was on inning controls. He threw 2 last night. 2-2 is down low, full count, 3-2. Zimmerman at third, Kuhn at second, Pritchard at first. Jake Goza, who homered earlier in the inning, which seems like a long time ago, on deck. 3-2. This is hit high and deep to left. That is way back, and it is gone. A grand slam for Lorenzo Debrecht, his second grand slam of the season. Wow. His fourth big fly of the year, and his 21st home or RBI of the season. Stay hot, that young man. Lorenzo Debrecht quickly makes this a 12-0 game with one swing of the bat. That ball was launched down the left field line. Estimated distance 340. And it brings home everybody. And off the crack of the bat, pretty much everybody in this vicinity knew it. Just a loud crack. Now Jay Goza will come to the plate. First pitch is a strike. It's 0-1. Still one out. Goza homered in his last at-bat. Earlier in this inning, 0-1 is down low. It's now a 10-run inning for the 45s. That's outside 2-1 from Wadley, the right-handed pitcher. Gozo takes a big cut and fouls it back, 2-2. He was looking to go back-to-back there with Debrecht. Debrecht now has 5 RBIs on the day. Two and two. This is chopped towards third, but foul. Varick Fasking tries to make the play over where the coaches sit down the third base line. 2-2. Ring him up, strike 3. Fastball on the outside part of the plate. Gozo thought that was a little outside, but it's the second out here in the third, and now here comes Wilson Kessel. Kessel, who started off the season red hot, has cooled off. He's 0 for 2 today. He's flying out to center, to very deep center field. Might have been one of the farthest hits of the night, but in the black hole out in straightaway center, his first pitch is a strike, 0-1. He also struck out swinging in the third inning. Still batting 270. Base is empty, 2 down. That pitch is in the dirt with a fastball. Looked like it came off the hand of Wadley incorrectly, and it's 1-1. In the fourth inning for the Indians, they'll have Pocky, Duncan, and Wadley. For 1-1 is just a ball. That looked close. 2-1. Kessel looking for his first hit of the night. He's 0-2. Pitch is down low, 3-1. Wadley trying to avoid the walk here to Kessel. The 3-1 pitch. This is hit out towards left center field, and that's going to split the outfielders. It won, two hops the wall out in left center. Kessel's around first. He'll head into second with a stand-up double, and his first knock of the evening for the 45's catcher. It's right on the fastball, right down the middle. And now Marcus Wilhite will come to the plate. Wilhite. 1-for-1, he's tripled and walked with an RBI and a run scored. Twelve to nothing, our score here in the third. First pitch is fouled straight back. Good cut there from Wilhite, trying to join the home run parade here in the third. 2 home runs in this inning, 1 a 3-run home run, the other a grand slam. A couple of big, big blows. Oh and one. The pitch, that's up high, 1-1. This next pitch will be number 20 for Wadley. Long break for Eppenbach, the 45 starter, who's his warm-up pitches this next inning are going to be Key trying to keep his rhythm alive here. 1-1. That's a strike, 1-2. Kessel on at second, two down. The 1-2 pitch. That's up high, 2-2. Twelve nothing here in the third. 2-2 inside. 3-2. Open base over at first. Pitch. This is hit pretty well out towards left center field. Jackson on the run. He looks up. This is caught as well. Off the scoreboard. The third home run of the inning. That ball just kept going. 370 is the estimated distance. And it is now 14-0. Marcus Wilhite's first home run of the year. His second hit of the day. He's at now has the two most difficult strings of the cycle with the triple and the home run. And we're still in the third, so he's got an opportunity for the cycle here tonight. Two outs. Here comes Carlson, who fouls this first pitch straight back, 0-1. 14-0 here in the third. A 12-run inning now. We had a 12-run inning back in the sixth inning of the game one on Thursday. 0-1 is up high, 1-1. Still up high, 2-1. Carlson struck out in the first, singled in earlier this inning. Came around to score. 2-1. Carlson lifts this one out towards right field. Shaw going over towards the line. He can't hang on. Off the glove, and now the throw into second is going to be in time to get Carlson. So an error and a nice play, and that will finally end this third inning. 12 runs come across on three home runs, a grand slam, a three-run big fly, and a two-run. We only didn't have the solo shot. We'll head to the fourth. It is 12 runs here in the third. It's 14-0 here on KCNR 1460.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Let me ask you something. When is the last time you went to the range and shot your personal protection firearm? With this problem in mind, we at Northern Firearms Instruction have developed the NFI Defensive Pistol Course, taught one Sunday a month from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Reading Gun Club. This class reviews all the important concepts of the use of a pistol for self-defense. Bring 100 cartridges and your firearm to spend 5 hours with a certified NRA instructor. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
14-0 here in the fourth inning. As Pocky now comes to the plate. See how Eppenbach tries to deliver here. Full count offering is swung on a miss. Strike three. Well, after a 36-minute third inning. Bottom of the third inning, excuse me, and now Eppenbach comes back out and gets a first batter strikeout. Gotta love that. Ike Brown now will come to the plate. Base is empty, one down. Eppenbach first pitch is a strike. Brown, the right-handed hitter, with his pinch hitting here for Duncan, swings through that 0-1 fastball. It's 0-2. Eppenbach not holding back, three home runs in that last half inning for the Colt 45s. Just unbelievable. Gozo's off the crack of the bat. I knew it was gone. DeBrecht as well, but Will Heights was the opposite field as this 0-2 was swung on a miss. Six strikeout for Eppenbach. And now with two outs, here comes Hidari Wadley. Was hit opposite field as the center fielder and the left fielder both were going back, but that ball just kept carrying. And it went off the scoreboard in left center. Wildley now with the bases empty and two down here in the fourth. First pitch is outside. Wildley started the game at shortstop and now moved to pitcher to finish off that last inning. It looks like the Indians are pretty much out of pitching here. As with a small roster, is this 1-0 swung on a miss? And four-game series, it's pretty tough to get through all of that unless you have some studs who's going to go out and throw 7 to 8 strong innings, which hasn't happened. This 1-1's high, 2-1. Two and one. Down low, 3-1. Jackson would be next if Wadley can reach. Three, one. Swung on a miss, 3-2. Eppenbach a strike away from striking out the side in order here in the fourth. Shadow's starting to creep in here. There's staggering with the trees in on the infield. The 3-2. This is lifted out towards right field, right at Murphy. Murphy will make the catch, and that's going to end the inning. A 1-2-3 inning for Eppenbach, who continues to dominate. Well, at the bottom of the fourth, it is 14-0. Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great.
I love living here. I wouldn't live any place else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Redding, 530-241-1167.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Jackson Murphy stepping to the plate here to lead off the bottom of the fourth. As Wadley back out for his second inning of work here. First pitch, and it got him on the elbow. So, after a 12-run third inning, leadoff batter is on.
Your left fielder, number 22, Kobe Zimmerman.
Kobe Zimmerman now will come to the plate. Just a beautiful night here. It's 14-0, and that pitch runs in and gets him. So back-to-back hit batsman here in the fourth inning. And the disaster continues for the Indians.
Your second baseman.
And now here comes Derek Kuhn.
Derek Kuhn.
First and second, nobody out. First pitch is down low, 1-0. To the right-hander, Derek Kuhn. Kuhn rips one down the left field line, but foul. That ball was scorched. 1-1. 1-1 is just outside. Good speed all the way around, but I doubt anybody's going to try to steal any bags here with a big lead. That's a strike. 1-2. Kuhn hits this one out towards right field. The catch is made by Shaw for the first out. One away. Ball was hit pretty well, but just right at the right fielder. Shaw.
Pritchard.
Lane Pritchard now will come to the plate. The left-handed hitter and the leadoff man who is one for one tonight. He scored three runs. He's walked twice and has a triple with an RBI. First pitch is a strike with a fastball 0-1. While he throws, this pitch is fouled straight back off one of the backstop poles, 0-2. One out, two on. The 0-2 pitch. Outside, 1-2. Starting to cool down just a little bit out here at Historic Tiger Field. Still very little wind. 1-2 pitch. Hit on the ground towards third. Brown's got it on the ground. Throws to second for one. And that's all they'll get. So a fielder's choice that Pritchard reaches on, and now it's first and third. Two down for Lorenzo Debrecht.
Your shortstop, number 11, Lorenzo Debrecht.
Debrecht hit a grand slam in his last at-bat, a moonshot out to left field. He's got five RBIs on the day already. He scored three runs. First pitch is a strike. Gets 0-1. Oh, one is an off-speed pitch outside. 1-1. Colt 45 will be back in action on Wednesday. Taking on the Humboldt Crabs. This ball is hit high and deep to left center, and it is gone. Second home run of the day for Lorenzo Debrecht. It is his fifth home run of the season. And it's 17-0. Wow. He now has eight RBIs on the day. Estimated distance 385. And one swing of the bat again from Debrecht. He continues to be on an absolute tear. His 24th RBI of the season there. On an eight RBI day, that doesn't happen very often. And we're, by the way, in the fourth inning. First pitch is Jake Gozo's fouled back, 0-1. I think Debrecht's pretty much just swinging for the fence every time he comes up now. 0-1. Gozo comes to the plate. He homered last inning, and he struck out as well. Pitches outside, 1-1. Two out, bases empty. In the top half of the fifth inning, Sean Jackson, then Hunt and Cito due to come to the plate. That's outside to Gozo, 2-1. Wilson Kessel would be next. 2-1 is down low, 3-1. Seven runs, 11 hits for the 45s tonight. It has been a hit parade. The 3-1 hit on the ground towards third. Ike Brown comes off his chest. The throw to first isn't going to be in time, and that's going to be an error. So the inning will continue.
Number 16, Wilson Kessel.
So Wilson Kessel will come to the plate. Kessel's 1-for-3, doubled in his last at-bat, and then came around to score on the Marcus Wilhite home run. 17-0. First pitch to Kessel's up high, 1-0. A lot of defeated looks on the faces of the Fairfield Indians. 1-0. Kessel takes a big cut and misses, 1-1. Goes on at first, two down. It's 17-0. That pitch is down low, 2-1. Two out, the 2-1 pitch, down low, 3-1. Wadley in risk of losing Kessel to the base on balls here. Eppenbach, the starter for the 45s, is 3-1. High ball four. Marcus Wilhite will now come to the plate. It's the sixth walk of the game. Eppenbach, the pitcher for the Colt 45s, has been brilliant. Again, the line score for the Fairfield Indians. No runs, no hits, two errors. Will Height lifts this one high out towards right center field. Jackson is under it. He will make the catch, and that will end the inning. Three runs come to the plate on a big fly from Lorenzo Debrecht, his second of the night. Listen to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia, America's best value summer event. Now extended through June with some of the best deals on wheels.
Like the 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro Hybrid. The Niro has set a new standard in hybrid technology, and it is beyond comfortable.
Redding Kia has a great selection this month, and you're invited to take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving money right now.
The 2018 Kia Soul remains one of the North State's favorite crossovers, and over 1 million have hit the road in the USA since being introduced in 2010. Get yours today in your favorite designer color, including the new Caribbean Blue.
And don't miss your chance to save on the new 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento and the completely redesigned 2019 Kia Rio.
Every new Kia from Redding Kia comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations.
The best deals this month are at America's Best Value Summer Event at Redding Kia. Redding Kia Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Ends June 30th, 2018.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
17-0 here as we welcome you back to historic Tiger Field on Sunday night, the finale of a four-game series between the Fairfield Indians and the Colt 45s. Colt 45s with a commanding lead. They scored twice in the first inning, 12 times in the third, and three times in the fourth as we head to the fifth inning. New pitcher for the 45s. I'm kind of surprised by that. Eppenbach had been yet to give up a hit, but is going to be replaced by Zach Morgan. Sean Jackson, the left-handed hitter, will come to the plate. 0-for-1 struck out swinging in the second inning. Bullpen is active for the Indians. Jackson hits one well out towards left center field. Back goes Zimmerman. He will not get it. It's going to one off the wall. Around first and into second is Jackson with a leadoff double, and it's the first hit of the game for the Indians. First pitch swinging, he launched it into left center, and that'll bring up Hunt. Hunt grounded out to first in the second. Morgan, the left-hander's first pitch is a fastball for a strike, 0-1. Morgan, not with great velocity, but crafty left-hander. O-1 is fouled straight back off the screen, 0-2. Jackson with good speed at second. Indians looking for their first run of the game here. 0-2. That's strike three called. Fastball in the inside part of the plate. And that's the first out here in the fifth. Fred Cito now will come to the plate. He's 0-for-1. He also struck out swinging in the third. Jackson on at second, one down, 17-0 here in the top of the fifth inning. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, helping build better communities through philanthropy. First pitch is a strike, 0-1. Called strike. Morgan out of the pen, five consecutive strikes. Nobody holding on Jackson. 0-1 is fouled back, 0-2. Cito way late on that fastball. Now heading the count, 0-2. Andrew Shaw is on deck. Cito chokes up a little bit. 0-2, swing and a miss. Cito goes down swinging for the second time tonight, and back-to-back strikeouts for Zach Morgan, and now with two outs, here comes the ninth place hitter, Andrew Shaw.
Number 19, Andrew Shaw.
Andrew Shaw, the right-handed hitting right fielder, comes to the plate. Started the game in left field and then moved to right. This ball is hit high and pretty deep out to center field. Pritchard nonchalantly moving back and towards his left, or his right, excuse me, and left center, makes the catch. And that will end the inning. A leadoff double from Sean Jackson, but Morgan gets out of it. And we will head to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's still 17-0. This is the Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Enjoy a vacation unlike any other with Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina on Shasta Lake. Not only do we have houseboat and toy rentals, but we also offer a number of convenient resort services. How about a big country breakfast or an all-you-can-eat salad bar overlooking the harbor at the Harbor Cafe? Moor your boat at the Boating Marina, where we have over 400 boat slips in all sizes. Call 238-2383 to reserve your Holiday Harbor vacation today.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Bridget, District Attorney for Shasta County. Reaching the golden years should be a time to enjoy life with family and friends and not a time to fear or worry. Financial exploitation by a family member, caregiver, or scammer is a common way that our older family members are taken advantage of. Unpaid bills, new credit cards, or unusual purchases by a caregiver might be signs of financial abuse. If you believe you or a loved one might be a victim, please call 225-5798. Once again, the number is 225-5798. Call anytime, day or night.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
We head to the bottom of the fifth inning here from Historic Tiger Field. We have a new pitcher, and it's 17-0. 45's just trying to get the rest of these outs to get the four-game sweep. Yeah, and the new pitcher, I'm trying to figure out who that is. It's Tyler Reams, who's going to come out of left field to pitch. The left-handed thrower will face Eric Carlson, Jackson Murphy, and then Kobe Zimmerman. It looks like we'll have a pinch hitter at least in one of those spots. Crowd getting involved in the YMCA here in the fifth. Always good to see. Jackson Murphy will lead it off. Or check that. Eric Carlson will lead it off. Carlson is 1-for-3 so far. He scored a run. First pitch is a strike, 0-1. Trying to figure out. It's like Wadley went to right field. Or check that, left field. That pitch is outside, 1-1. Reams the big left-hander. Throws to Carlson. That's up high, 2-1. Carlson tonight, he struck out in the first, single to center and flat out to right in the third inning, a 12-run third inning. 2-1, 15 batters came to the plate in that third. This is pitches outside, it's 3-1. Looks like we'll have a pinch hitter up next. Looks like Noah Dobbins coming to come out in the on-deck circle. Pinch hit for Murphy. This is hit up the middle and a base hit. Leadoff single for Carlson. And now,
number 19. Okay, number 10.
Noah Dobbin's going to pinch it.
Dobbin,
his first at bat of the series. Left-handed hitter steps in. Gets left-hander Reams. Lights are starting to come on here at Tiger Field. First pitch is up high, 1-0. Kobe Zimmerman will hit next. Just 1-for-1. This 1-0 is down low. 2-0, excuse me. Dobbin, not only his first at-bat of the series, but of the year. As that pitch is outside, it goes off the glove of Nunez, but Carlson will hold it first. The infield is completely in the shadows now. Outfield with a couple beams of sunlight still. There's 3-0 up and in, and it's ball four. So Noah Dobbin comes in to hit a pitcher, typically, and he forces a four-pitch walk.
Your left fielder, number 22.
Now Kobe Zimmerman now will step to the plate. Two on, nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch to Zimmerman is a strike, a little bit of a favorable call, but under the circumstances, understandable, 0-1. That pitch is inside with a fastball, 1-1 from Tyler Reams. One and one. Carlson on second, Dobbin on first. This pitch is chopped on the ground towards short. Pocky goes to second for one. The throw to first in time and a double play. That was executed nicely there by the Indians. 6-4-3, Taylor made. And now with two down, Derek Kuhn will come to the plate.
Derek Kuhn.
Kuhn, 0-for-2. He's walked, has an RBI, and brought in a run. Actually, I think he's 0-for-1 with a sack fly. First pitch is up and away for a ball, 1-0. Top of the order is on deck for the Co-45s. Kuhn hits this one well towards left center. Wadley goes over, and that ball is gone. Derek Kuhn joins the home run parade here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And that was a line shot that didn't come down. And all of a sudden, it's 19-0. Kuhn's first home run of the year. And the fifth home run of the day for the Colt 45s. That ball was a line shot. Estimated distance is 370. So now every starter for the Colt 45s has a hit. 19-0. And Lane Pritchard will come to the plate. First pitch, this is popped up. Shallow left field. Going back is Paukey. He calls off, or check that. Wadley's going to come in and call him off, and that'll end the inning. Two more runs come in for the Colt 45s on a big fly from Derek Kuhn. It's 19-0. We'll head to the sixth on KCNR 1460.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Mickey Nunez will lead off here in the sixth inning, 19-0 Colt 45's. First pitch is down low, 1-0. Zach Morgan just threw his first ball after eight consecutive strikes in the fifth. He winds and throws the left-hander. That's inside 2-0 to Nunez, who was 0-for-2 tonight, and he's popped out twice. Once to second, the other to third. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, helping build better communities through philanthropy. This pitch is down low, 3-0. Just one hit for the Indians. It came with a double from Sean Jackson in the fifth inning. Pitch is inside, ball four. Third walk of the game. Check that, second walk of the game for the Indians, and this will bring up the pitcher, Tyler Reams. Reams throws left, bats right. He struck out looking in the third. First pitch is a strike, 0-1. Kessel, good frame right there, pulling that ball over the plate. Runners on the move. This one's chopped towards third. Charging is Carlson. Takes his time, throw to first in time to get Reams. Nunez advances to second for the first out. Jason Pocke now will come to the plate. 0-for-2, reach base on the air in the first inning. Struck out swinging in the fourth. Nunez at second, the first pitch. This is popped up, foul. That'll get back out of play. That might hit a car here. Look out. Just missed one. 0-1. The 0-1 to the right-handed hitting Pocke. Fouled straight back. It's 0-2. Trying to see who's going to come out on deck for the Indians. Ike Brown, who should be next, is down in the bullpen. The 0-2. Up high, 1-2. Colt 45 scored twice in the first, 12 times in the third, 3 times in the fourth, and twice here in the fifth. 1-2. This is hit pretty well towards center field. Pritchard's going to have to run after it. He gets out and makes the catch in left center. Throwing from second to third is Nunez. He'll get there standing, and there's two down. And now, So Ike Brown's supposed to be batting, but instead Hadari Wadley's going to bat. And this is going to be interesting here. Because batting out of order should be an out. So the first pitch is a strike. So Colt 45s could say that they're batting out of order and get this out. Because Ike Brown should be batting, but he's down in the bullpen. 0-1. This is hit out towards right center, and that's going to fall for a base hit. So the Indians played a run. However, if the Colt 45s want to protest, they would most likely win. Sean Jackson now. First pitch up high, 1-0. Don't see that very often. Jackson swings through that pitch. 1-1. Jackson had the first hit of the game for the Fairfield Indians back in the fifth inning. A double to left center. Pitches up high. 2-2. He's 1-for-2 so far. Wadley at first, the pitch, that's inside as Jackson has to get out of the way, and that'll run the count full, 3-2. And that pitch is outside ball 4. Hunt now will come to the plate. Right-handed hitter. With two outs, chops one on the ground towards third. It should have been, it was off his foot. It'll be a foul ball. Outfield is completely in the shadows now. The lights shining on Historic Tiger Field as we approach 15 minutes after the 8 o'clock hour. Still very little wind tonight. Pretty good crowd on tech. Last night's game was supposedly the best attended game of the year. This is hit into the hole. It'll be a base hit into left field. Around third and now holding is Wadley, and now the bases are loaded. Fred Cito now will come to the plate with the bases loaded. Cito tonight is 0-2. 19-1 our score. First pitch is a strike from Morgan. 0-1. Still trying to figure out how the Indians just got away with batting out of order. But I guess when you're in a game like this, it doesn't quite matter. This pitch is fouled straight back, headed for a car. Just short. It's 0-2. O2 is down low. 1-2. Wadley at third. Jackson at second. Hunt at first. 19-1. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Got him. And that will end the inning. One run comes across for the Fairfield Indians. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth. It's 19-1 here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Oh, another doggy accident on your carpet. Oh, that's the worst. You can clean it up and hope it won't smell, or you can have the new LifeGuard waterproof backing from Shaw Floors. This patented LifeGuard system protects against odors and stains. If you have pets and kids, you can be confident that your home will stay clean and fresh with LifeGuard carpets from Shaw. Featured at Design Time. Stop by and see us. We're located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. See you there.
Take more classes, learn more skills, and have more fun with the money you save only at Shasta College. With free tuition at Shasta College for your first year, it's easier than ever to save more, do more, and be more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply for eligibility requirements and to enroll. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with free fall tuition at Shasta College, you can save more money than ever before on a college education. A new semester starts soon. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply to enroll now.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
19-1, our score. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, helping build better communities through philanthropy. We're going to have a number of changes here for the Colt 45s. We're going to have some pinch hitters here. I'll try to figure out who they are in real time. 19-1. Coming up on Wednesday, Colt 45s will start the first of five straight at home. And we hope you join us for that. I believe it's against the Humboldt Crabs. That'll be a two-game series. As Lorenzo Debrecht will lead it off. Lorenzo Debrecht tonight, 3-for-4, two home runs. One of them a grand slam, the other a three-run home run. He's got eight RBIs and four runs scored. So Wednesday, June 13th, Humboldt Crabs will be in town. First pitch is a ball, 1-0, from Tyler Reams, who's back out, the left-hander yet again here in the sixth. Crabs, a two-game series. And then the Solano Mudcats, a very, very good team, will be in town Friday, Saturday, Sunday. This pitch is outside, 2-0. 15th, 16th, and then the 17th, which is Father's Day. That will be the fifth straight. Debrecht chops this one back to the mound. And he will be thrown out at first for the first out. One away. And we're going to have a pinch hitter here. J.J. Reeves is going to be the pinch hitter. Reeves, another pitcher who's going to get the bat here.
Number 21.
Reeves, another one of the guys who hasn't had a at-bat to this thus far in the season. The left-handed hitter steps in. He was brilliant in game one of this series on the mound. It's the first pitch is up and in, and it almost got Reeves. And that'll make you rethink about asking coach for an at-bat. He went four innings with one hit, one earned run. He struck out seven. And the Colt 45's pitching staff starting to really look good as this 1-0 fastball is a strike, 1-1. Ferries, who started game one, he's the number one starter on his team at .73 ERA thus far in the season. Noah Dobbin, who's been out of the pen, has reached fouls this one down the third baseline, backing out of play 1-2. Noah Dobbin, who pinched it earlier in this game. In five games, he's thrown 7 2/3 with a 2.34 ERA. And then J.J. Reeves, who's thrown 10 innings with a 2.53 ERA. Reeves waves and misses at that off-speed pitch. And that is the second out, but the ball is thrown into left field, trying to throw it around the horn.
Number 16.
Wilson Kessel now will come to the plate.
Kessel's
1-for-3 with a double, a walk. And he's also scored a run. Two outs, bases empty here in the bottom of the sixth inning. First pitch is a strike to Kessel, the right-handed hitter. Takes the fastball, then he's 0-1. Eppenbach, who after today's game, he had a 3 ERA coming into tonight's game, and now that will drop dramatically into about a 1.3 or so ERA, if I'm doing my math correctly, after four shutout innings. Surprised they didn't let him go further, but they must be trying to save him for the upcoming series. 1-1's chopped on the ground toward short. Pocky's got it, throws it away, and that'll be an error. Third error of the game for the Fairfield Indians, and the inning will continue.
Your first baseman, number 24, Marcus.
Marcus Wilhite now will bat. He's 2-for-3. He's homered and tripled. 3 RBIs, 2 runs scored. Left-handed hitter steps in. Kessel on at first. Carlson in the on-deck circle. First pitch is up high to the left-handed hitting Wilhite, 1-0. It's a good series for the 45s who have been swinging the bats well. A lot of batting averages have come up. Confidence is back after a 3-game sweep. Reams hits Wilhite up in the upper back. And now Eric Carlson will come to the plate. 2 on, 2 down. 19-1.
Third baseman, number 9, Eric Carlson.
Carlson's 2-for-4 tonight. He singled twice. He's also scored 2 runs. Reams throws first pitch. Just inside, 1-0. Fans starting to slowly trickle out of this one here on a Sunday night. This pitch is in the dirt. 2-0. Gets by to the backstop. Runners hold. Again, 9 games in 11 nights for the Colt 45s. That was started on Thursday. So 4 games here. 2 games off tomorrow and Tuesday. And then right back at it for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. A lot of baseball. Pitchers are going to have to be dialed in. 2-0 is a fastball for a strike, 2-1. It's tough to tell these hitters. How do you not focus? This ball is lifted out towards shallow right center field. Coming over is Jackson. He dives and he makes the catch, and that'll end the inning. Nicely done there from Sean Jackson in center field. And that ends the inning. 45s get 2 on, but unable to bring anybody home. We'll head to the 7th. It's 19-1 here on KCNR 1460.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there 3 different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Dinorama presents Bruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Friday, June 15th. Join us at the Sundial Bridge for craft beers from some of Northern California's favorite breweries, live music, tasty food, and fun activities. Tickets are $10 in advance, $15 at the gate, and includes your first full beer. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's education programs and exhibitions. This 21 and older event is sure to sell out, so buy your tickets for Bruise by the Bridge now at turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Andrew Shaw will lead off here in the seventh, 19-1, 45s with the lead. Zach Morgan back out again as the first pitch is a ball to Shaw, the right-handed hitter. My stats program that I keep the play-by-play stats on is giving me issues just because of the Indians batting out of order in the last half inning, shifted up one batter. 1-1, that's up high to Shaw. Shaw's 0-for-1 today. He's walked. That's a strike, 2-2. Shaw is supposedly the beer batter, but we haven't heard anything about it this go around. 2-2. And he got him. It's in the dirt. Kussel blocks it. Throw to first. And there's the strikeout. And that'll bring up Mickey Nunez. Nunez has popped out twice and walked. He did score a run in the last half inning, the only run of the game for the Indians. First pitch breaking ball, dips low, 1-0. Tyler Reams, the pitcher, is on deck. 1-0 is popped up. Third base side in foul territory. It's going to just get out of play off the third base dugout, 1-1. Carlson had a look at it over a third. 0-2. Check that, 1-1, sorry. Base is empty, one out here in the seventh. This 1-1's high, 2-1. One run, three hit, three errors. Six runners left on base for Fairfield for the Colt 45s. 19 runs, 13 hits, one error. Five runners left on base. 2-1. This is lifted out towards shallow left center or left field. Zimmerman going over. Brett going out. And it drops. Nunez is going to be in the second. They're going to rule that a hit. So it'll be a double for Nunez. DeBrecht and Zimmerman collided. That'll bring up Tyler Reams. And now somebody's down. I'm trying to see who it is. Can't quite see. It's either Zimmerman or DeBrecht. And a scary moment here on a tough, tough play. Third base side. I think that was DeBrecht who was slow to get up. DeBrecht quickly heads back to the infield. Looked like he was just a little shooken up. So it'll be a double. It's a tough play. Zimmerman, who was playing off the line, was hit out towards left field down the line. Jake Parent's down in the bullpen warming up for the Colt 45s. Tyler Reams will come to the plate. Runner in scoring position. Nunez at second. Morgan, first pitch. It's a strike in the outside half, 0-1. Reams is 0-2. This pitch is fouled back. Ooh, that looks like it's headed for a car. Oh, 2 looks like it just missed one. You haven't had a car get hit in a couple of games. 0-2 to Reams. Morgan throws. This is popped up in on the infield. Kuhn goes over. He'll make the catch. That's the second out. And that'll bring up Jason Pocky. Pocky's 0-3. Reach on him there in the first. Right-handed hitter will step in. So I think Perrin's probably going to go the eighth and the ninth for the Colt 45s. This probably will be Morgan's last inning of work. This pitch is fouled straight back. First pitch, fastball. 0-1. Two out and runner on second. 19-1 our score here in the top of the seventh inning. Morgan, the second pitcher, as he throws a breaking ball in for a strike, 0-2. Second 45's pitcher, he relieved Eppenbach, who threw four hitless innings. It was a short outing for him. He actually will not get credit for the win as this 0-2 blows it by him, strike three, and that will end the inning. We'll head to the bottom of the seventh. It's seventh inning stretch time here at the ballpark. It's 19-1, 45's in the lead here on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Real people, real winners. Grab life by the throttle and play our Play to Ride, Swipe to Win at Wind River Resort and Casino. With free slot play, prizes, or a brand new Harley Davidson. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings for free slot play Fridays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new Harley Davidson. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that will stay with you. Make it happen and head down to Wind River and play our Play to Ride promotion, where you could win a brand new super low, super cool Harley Davidson. From Redding Harley Davidson, two winners. Final drawing Friday, June 29th. Play to Ride. Swipe to win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Feeling groovy.
JPR and U.S. Bank welcome Chris Isaak back to Reading's historic Cascade Theater June 27th. Heartthrob, crooner, and Grammy nominee Chris Isaak brings his velvet voice and rockabilly roots to the intimate Cascade Theater stage with his trademark high-energy, flashy, and personable style. Wednesday, June 27th at 7:30. General public tickets and limited VIP meet-and-greet tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading invites you to the ultimate beer experience, the Tap Shack, the North State's first self-service beer wall featuring 18 of the finest craft beers on tap. Simply insert your Tap Shack card in the wall and make your selection. Not sure what to select? Well, that's okay. You can sample as little as 1 ounce and fill it up when you find your favorite. And our trained staff will be there to answer any questions you might have about our fine line of craft beers. Join the Pour Your Own Revolution and visit the Tap Shack at Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Noah Dobbin grounds one to second. It's bobbled and muffed by Cito, and Dobbin will reach on an error. It's the fourth error of the game for the Indians, and Kobe Zimmerman will come to the plate here with one on and nobody out here in the seventh. First pitch is up high, 1-0.
Last call for the Fresh Grill.
Reeves back out there again. 1-0. That's inside 2-0. Dobbin on at first. He reaches base for the first time on the year. 2-0. This is hit out towards right field. Shaw is on it. He makes the catch for the first out. Dobbin will hold at first base. So one out for Derek Kuhn. Kuhn homered in his last at-bat back in the fifth inning. It was a two-run shot out to left center. He's got three RBIs on the day.
Derek Kuhn.
Kuhn, the right-handed hitter, steps in. First pitch is in the dirt. Nunez does a nice job of keeping that one in front of him. Nineteen to one, our score here in the bottom of the seventh. 1-0 is outside. 2-0. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, helping build better communities through philanthropy. Lane Pritchard, the leadoff batter, is on deck. Infield double play depth. 2-0. This is hit hard towards left, but foul over towards the bullpen. Two to one. That's up high as it goes to the backstop. 3-1, Dobbin remains at first. Three and one. 45s scored 12 of the 19 runs in the third inning. Five home runs, that's a strike, 3-2. And that'll run the count full. That pitch was definitely not a strike, but under the circumstances, you understand. 3-2. Kuhn lines this one to the right. It's a base hit. His second hit of the night. He's off to a good start. After this is his first series with the 45s. Lane Pritchard now will come to the plate. First and second, one out.
Number 23.
Pritchard tonight is 1-for-3. He's walked twice, tripled, scored 4 runs. First pitch is a ball, 1-0. Fourteen hits for the 45s, three of them from Lorenzo Dubrecht, who's on deck with 8 RBIs. This runs in, and it gets Pritchard. And Pritchard will go down to first after hit by pitch, and the bases are loaded for Lorenzo Dobrecht. Dobrecht has 8 RBIs already, and he has a chance to add on. He has a 3-run home run and a grand slam tonight. And I imagine he'll probably be swinging for the fences. He grounded out to the pitcher in his last at-bat. 3-for-5. First pitch is way outside, 1-0. Jake Parent still getting heated up down in the 45's bullpen. Reams creeping up towards 50 pitches. That is a strike on the outside half, 1-1. Reams winds and throw on the 1-1. This is popped up. Over towards the first base dugout. It will be caught. I mean, about 4 or 5 inches away from hitting the dugout. Nice play by Hunt, and that's the second out. J.J. Reeves will come to the plate with two down.
Number 21, J.J. Reeves.
45s have been walked 7 times tonight. Four hit batsmen. That first pitch is a strike to Reeves, who struck out swinging back in the 6th. 0-1. This next pitch will be number 50 for Reeves. Reeves pass fouls this one straight back as he swung on the high fastball. 0-2 now. Bases is loaded, 2 down here in the bottom of the 7th, 19-1, our score. At 0-2, breaking ball runs in and gets him, and that'll bring in another run. 5th hits batsman of the game. Dobbin will score. Kuhn advances to 3rd, Pritchard to 2nd, and it's 20-1, and that'll bring up Wilson Kessel.
Your pitcher. After this commercial break.
And now we're going to have a mound visit. Let's see if Gerald Randelson's going to make a change here. Just trying to calm him down, and looks like he's going to stick with him. Kessel, who will be coming up, is 1-for-4.
Brought to you by J.F. Shea. They're working me down from Hoover Dam to the Golden Gate Bridge. Here,
Tyler Reams is going to stay out there. So Kessel will come to the plate. He's 1-for-4. He's doubled, walked, and scored a run.
Your catcher, number 16.
Kessel.
Wilson Kessel.
Hitting 285 on the year. Has a couple chances to get RBIs. First pitch, this is swung and lined out towards center field. Jackson coming in, he's going to play on the hop. One run will score, and they're going to hold Pritchard at 3rd. So second hit of the game for Wilson Kessel.
Single RBI by Wilson Kessel.
And it's 21-1, and now Marcus Wilhite will come to the plate. Wilhite is 2-for-3. He's homered and tripled. Will White fouls his first pitch off with a big cut, 0-1. Will White rips this one on the ground the first. Hunt has it on the hop. He'll step on the bag, and that'll end the inning. 45 score twice in the 7th. They leave the bases loaded. We'll head to the 8th inning, 21-1. Now on KCNR 1460.
Belchester Springwater. Paint Mart.
With the changing of seasons, maybe it's time for a change for your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to discover River Point. River Point, by Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is located in South Reading. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees featuring RV parking, energy efficiency, exceptional interior and exterior features. And just wait until you see the kitchens. Designer kitchens, Palomar Builders has spared no expense in the room you spend much of your time in. They feature granite countertops, plus many other quality amenities, and your stylish master suite. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing. Discover River Point in South Reading by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. So make plans to come see the beautiful model home at River Point in South Reading. For more information, contact Debbie Morgan, Coldwell Banker, CNC Properties at 604-2127. River Point in South Reading with Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
A jury deliberation room filled with 12 men, ordinary people just like you or me who must decide the outcome of a murder trial. Experience for yourself as dramas run high, tempers flare, and personal prejudices are tested, all while the life of one 19-year-old man hangs in the balance.
Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present 12 Angry Men, written by Reginald Rose, directed by John Welch. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, June 16th through July 7th.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Jake Parrott will be the new pitcher for the Colt 45s here in the eighth inning. As they'll just look to get some work in. Parrott, this will be his fourth appearance. He's thrown four and a third, three runs. He struck out three, 1-0 with a 6.23 ERA so far. So it looks like Hari Wadley is going to bat here. But by my calculations, it should be Brown. So they've been batting with eight hitters. Barrick Fasking has finally noticed here the second time through the order. So let's see what happens here. It should have come to everyone's attention 2 innings ago. So, let's see here. The home plate umpire is not going to go over and see if we can get. So, let's see, they're going to have someone else bat here. I mean, so Ike Brown is going to hit here. So, what happened last time around isn't going to be allowed again. This happened earlier. But nobody noticed, and now, the second time around, everybody is noticing. So now Brown will come to the plate. Struck out swinging in the fourth. He was down in the bullpen warming up when his last at-bat should have been happening. His first pitch, Jake Parrott, throws an off-speed pitch for a strike, swung on a miss, 0-1. 21-1 our score here at the top of the eighth inning. Oh, 1 is lifted out towards right field down a foul line. No one's going to get there. It's 0-2. Brown, Wadley, and Jackson. Game 1 and Game 4 of this series have been pretty much identical with the 45s dominating. 0-2 is in the dirt for a ball, 1-2. Where Games 2 and 3 a little more competitive. Last night's game with a 4-2 finish was down to the wire. 1-2. lifted out towards shallow right field. This is going to be a tough play, but it's going to hook and go foul. Still 1-2. Brown putting up a fight here against Jake Parrott. Coming up Wednesday, the 45s will be back in action, taking on the Humboldt Crabs. 7:15 first pitch. 1-1-2, breaking ball down low, 2-2. Wadley, who's up next, is 1-for-2 so far. He's one of the Fairfield Indians' four hits. 2-2. Chopped towards third, but foul. Brown takes a step out, now steps back in. Parrott working from the windup here with the bases empty, nobody out here in the eighth. 2-2. Swing and a miss. It's in the dirt. Kessel with the block. He'll throw down to first. And there's the first out here in the eighth inning. Hari Wadley, who's 1-for-2, or 1-for-3, excuse me. Right-hand hitter steps in. First pitch from Parrott is popped foul straight back out of play, 0-1. In the bottom of the eighth, which will most likely be the last chance for the 45s, it'll be Carlson, Dobbin, and then Zimmerman, 0-1. This is hit foul towards the right field line, 0-2. I imagine the Indians are pretty much out of pitching, so they'll probably send Reams out there again for the bottom of the eighth. Here's the 0-2. Got him looking. First strikeout for Jake Parrott. And that will bring up Sean Jackson. Jackson doubled in the fifth, struck out in the second. He's 1-for-3. Two outs, base is empty. First pitch to Jackson, checks his swing. It's in the dirt, 1-0. No appeal. Slight breeze blowing out towards right center field. Just moving the American flag out in straightaway center. That pitch is inside, 2-0 to Jackson. This is hit towards shallow center. Pritchard coming in, still coming in. He's not going to get it, and it's a single for Jackson. And that'll bring up Hunt. Coming up on 3 hours game time here. We had a 6:12 first pitch, or 6:17 first pitch. Check that. So we're getting close to 9 p.m. here on a Sunday night. 45 is just trying to finish this one off for the four-game sweep of the Fairfield Indians. Hunt hits this one hard towards right field. Coming in is Dobbin. He'll make the catch. And that'll end the inning. One hit, one left for the Fairfield Indians. We'll head to the bottom of the eighth. 45 is coming up. It's 21-1 on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and in 2000 I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Eric Carlson leads it off with a fly out to right on an 0-1 fastball for the first out. Noah Dobbin now will come to the plate. Dobbin, 0-for-1. He just reached base on an error and walked. Scored a run. One out, base is empty. First pitch is chopped foul. First base side. Kobe Zimmerman is on deck. Giants shut out the Nationals today, 2-0. This runs in and gets Dobbin for a hit by pitch. And that'll send Dobbin over to first. Kobe Zimmerman will come to the plate. Let's look around the major leagues today. White Sox top the Red Sox 5-2. The Mariners finished on top of the Rays 5-4. Phillies top the Brewers 4-3. Pirates with a nice 6-run win, 7-1 over the Cubs. Astros beat their interstate rival, the Rangers, 8-7. A's top the Royals 3-2. Dodgers over the Braves 7-2. And the Mets shut out the Yankees 2-0. This ball is ripped into left center field on the 1-0 pitch. It's going to get into the gap. And goes off the wall, and holding at third is going to be Dobbin. And a double for Kobe Zimmerman, his second hit of the night. And second and third and one out for Derek Kuhn.
Number 27. Derek.
Kuhn is 2-for-4 with 3 RBIs, a home run, singled back in the 7th inning. He's also scored 3 runs. First pitch of the right-handed Kuhn is a strike on the outside half, 0-1. Again, Colt 45 will be back in action on Wednesday against the Humboldt Crabs in the rivalry. Kuhn lines this one in the right center field. That's going to get into the gap for extra bases. One run's going to score. Two runs going to score. Kuhn's into second. He's going to stop at second. He thought about it. And it's 23-1. Five RBIs on the day now for Derek Kuhn. And now Lane Pritchard will bat. The Humboldt Crabs on Wednesday, June 13th, and Thursday, the 14th, 7:15 first pitch, both of those here at Tiger Field. And then the Crabs, the Humboldt B-52s, will be in town for the 22nd. Pritchard rolls this one on the ground to second, a high hop for Cito. He throws the first, and that is the second out. Now here comes Lorenzo DeBrett, who's homered twice already. He's got eight RBIs.
Number 11, Lorenzo DeBrett.
DeBrett has got six home runs on the year, four in this series. First pitch is up high, 1-0. That's outside, not close. 2-0. J.J. Reeves is on deck. DeBrett pops this one up. Shallow center field. Cito going out. Jackson coming in. And nobody gets this one. So it'll be a single and an RBI. The ninth RBI of the game. And the onslaught continues. It's 24-1. Here comes J.J. Reeves.
Number 21, J.J. Reeves.
Reeves is 0-1 with an RBI. He was hit by a pitch in the last half inning. Reeves, this pitch was inside. He checked his swing, went after it, 0-1. DeBrett, after that last single, has nine RBIs on the game. 4-7, four runs scored with nine RBIs. Unbelievable. 0-1. This is chopped on the ground up the middle. Towards his right is Cito. He, on the backhand, he will fake a throw. And that will also be an infield hit. The 20th hit of the game. Or the 19th hit of the game, excuse me. And now Wilson Kessel will bat. First hit of the year for J.J. Reeves. Somebody save that ball for the relief pitcher. Kessel's 2-5 with a double, a walk, and an RBI. First pitch is in the dirt, 1-0. In the top of the ninth inning for the Indians, it'll be Cito, Shaw, and then Nunez. Reams throws, it's up and away, 2-0. Reams waits. He's takes a long look. Gets the sign, the 2-0. This is fouled straight back. 2-1. Over 70 pitches now is Reams here in relief. DeBrett at second, Reeves at first. Here's the 2-1 to Kessel. Chops slowly towards third. Charging at third is Brown. Brown will throw to first. Nice play in time, and that'll end the inning. Well done there by Ike Brown. Three runs come to the plate here in the eighth off of Reams. It's 24-1. We will head to the ninth on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Back here for the top of the ninth inning, 24-1. Parents just three outs away from completing the four-game sweep. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, helping build better communities through philanthropy. Cito comes to the plate. He's 0-for-3. First pitch is outside. He struck out swinging three times, has the hat trick. And we'll look to avoid the golden sombrero, as it's called in hockey and soccer. The 1-0, that's up high. Those are typically positive things in those sports, though. Four goals for a golden sombrero. Three for Patrick, 2-0. That's a ball. 3-0. Kind of a rough time for the home plate umpire to start squeezing the zone here. Coming up on 3 hours game time here from Tiger Field on a Sunday night, 3-0. That's a strike, 3-1. Join us Wednesday here at the park or on the radio and here at KCNR. 45's back in action, 7:15 first pitch. 3-1 is fouled down the right field line, 3-2. We'll do a quick post-game wrap following this one. Again, this is fouled back and out of play, 3-2. Shaw to follow and then Nunez. 24-1. Two runs in the first, 12 in the third, 3 in the 4th, 2 in the 5th, 2 in the 7th, and 3 in the 8th for the Colt 45. This is rolled on the ground to first. Will Heights got it. He'll step on the bag himself for the first out here in the 9th. That'll bring up Andrew Shaw. Shaw. 0-for-1. He's walked twice. First pitch, strike on the inside half, 0-1. Extremely well played four games. This one's lifted out towards shallow right field. Dobbin is under it. He will make the catch, and that is the second out. One out away now. Mickey Nunez now will come to the plate. Left-handed hitter, he is 1-for-3, scored the only run tonight. Two out, bases empty. The offense in this series has been wonderful for the 45s. First pitch is a strike, 0-1. They scored 23 on Thursday, 12 on Friday. Last night, just 4 in the 4-2 victory, and then 24 here tonight. This is line turned to right. That's going to be a base hit. Derek Kuhn gave just a little bit of chase. With one out, or two outs, and a runner on, it'll bring up Tyler Reams. Reams 0-for-3 so far. Runner's going to go. This is hit off his foot. Foul. Oh and one. Green shakes that one off as he fouled it directly off the top of his foot. Oh and one. That's in the dirt, 1-1. parent. We'll throw pitch number 29 of his outing so far. 1-1. That's down low. 2-1. Awfully close with the fastball, just below the knees on the outside corner. 2-1, the delivery. That's outside. 3-1. Starting to nibble here with two outs in the ninth. Trying to put the Indians out of their misery here in game four of this series. 3-1, fouled straight back. 3-2. The Indians are down to their last strike now. Three and two, which means Nunez will be on the move from first. Pocky's on deck if Reams would reach. Parrott comes set. The 3-2. Fouled straight back off the screen. Stays 3-2. Pitch number 7 of the at-bat coming up. Three, two. This is lifted out toward right field. Dobbin going back, still going back. It's off the wall. Around second and over to third is Nunez. And it's a double for for Tyler Reams. Jason Pocky now will come to the plate. Second and third, two down, 24-1. First pitch from Parrott, fouled straight back off the screen. 0-1. The Nats are finally coming out here tonight. It's kind of just hit real darkness. Thursday and Friday, they were hovering around the baseball diamond. Parrott comes set. The 0-1 to the right-hander, Pocky. This is lined into left, a base hit. One run's going to score. The throw to the plate is going to be cut off. It's a two-run single for the Fairfield Indians. And they don't want to go down without a fight here in the ninth.
Number 28, Ike Brown.
Ike Brown will come to the plate now. Trying to keep this game alive. Brown, right-handed hitter. First pitch, swung on a miss. Struck out in the eighth inning. 0-1. This is hit pretty well towards right field. Dobbin will make the catch, and that's the ball game. Final score, 24-3. Again, we'll give you the quick post-game stats before we finish this broadcast. Fairfield Indians, four-game series. The Colt 45s pull off the four-game sweep. They improved to 6-4. Final line score, the Colt 45s on 24 runs, 19 hits, 1 error. Fairfield, 3 runs, 8 hits, 4 errors. Winning pitcher will be Zachary Morgan, because Andrew Eppenbach did not go 5. And now coming up on Wednesday, the Humboldt Crabs will be into town for the first of a two-game series. That's Wednesday night at 7:15. We thank you guys for joining us here throughout this weekend series. For our producer, Jared King, back in the studios in downtown Reading off Market Street, I'm Connor Sutton saying so long. Once again, our final score, the Colt 45s sweep the Fairfield Indians here in game 4, 24-3. Have a great rest of your weekend.
always talk to Dina. How do you handle that? I mean, everybody wants Dina's attention. They want to get her autograph, talk to her. How do you handle it?
All right, listen, I'm thrilled for her. She does a great job. She's just a wonderful entertainer and a great human being. That's kind of hard to miss. And she's beautiful.
Yes, and you guys, wow. And Dina, you keep the legacy going. God bless you.
Yes, that's right. I think it's very, very important, and thank you. You know, I think it's my life's work is to continue this, the Dean Martin legacy, and bring it to new generations. It's so important, and I love this whole genre of music anyways. But you know what is also a great thing? The Dean Martin TV variety show is coming out on DVDs.
Come on.
I'm not kidding you.
Oh, I love that. That's great.
I was just watching one last night when we got back, and it was Dad. So cute. But he had Peggy. He was singing with Peggy Lee and Jack Jones. It was brilliant. And so these shows are coming out, I guess, you know, next week or something like that, the DVDs. But they are so wonderful to watch. John Wayne was on, Orson Welles, Jimmy Stewart.
Muhammad Ali, Michael Landon. And I don't have that written down. And I remember one of the skits because Don Rickles was doing a skit. And Sinatra lit a cigarette and blew the smoke in his face. And he was waving it and says, "What is this, London?"
That's pretty good. The greats, I'm telling you. That song you do, we just played there, Love, that was a great Nat King Cole standard. And you, Dina, you take these songs and, you know, you've recaptured them and sort of made them your own. I like the way the arrangements are set up. Can we get this CD now where? On your website at the music stores where?
Amazon. You can get it on my website. Also,
all good record stores.
Yeah, they should all have it.
All good ones. I like that, John. Now, if there's a bad one, don't go in there, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't go in. John,
you just dated yourself like I did this morning.
Because he said record.
Record, that's right.
I say it all the time. What's your website there, Dina?
DinaMartin.com.
Spell it for everybody.
Okay, it's DEANA Martin.com. So it's just Dean with an A.
Yeah, that's very good. And so now I got to ask you this question because Larry was talking about this at the beginning of the show. What's the story about Boatman?
Boatman. Oh.
Tell the story.
Wait, she remembers. That's a long time ago. That was her dad.
He was, you know what? Dean Martin was amazing, but that's a story that I don't want to talk about right now.
All right.
No, but you know what? When I think about Dean Martin, he was so incredible, and I know Larry, you saw him, and I can't, you know, that you actually saw him at the Villa Venice, and you know, John worked with him. You know, John knew him before he ever met me, years before when he was directing the Edina Shore ladies golf tournament, right? Yeah,
golf tournaments. Period.
Yeah, he used to direct the golf tournaments, but
televised.
When you would watch. Yes, televised. No, he didn't work in them. He televised.
Get over there and putt.
yeah, hold that cord. And but working with Dean Martin, knowing him, then you found out what an unbelievably sweet, funny man he was. And one of my favorite lines was that Shirley MacLaine told us is that, you know, she said Dean was nice to everyone. He just didn't want nice to go on too long.
Hey, I remember something, too, in the skit. A girl muffed a line, and she was all embarrassed, and she went, oh. And Dean says, oh, honey, don't worry about it. Everybody makes mistakes. Look at Hitler.
Oh, my
gosh. And then later he said, and we'll take it out of your check.
Don't worry about it. We'll take it out of your check.
What kind of golfer was Dean Martin? If you were at the
Dutch. Oh, that's what I was a television director for many years, and that's where I met him initially, down in Palm Springs at a golf tournament. And he was a phenomenal golfer. For a great period of his life, he was a scratch golfer.
Well, he told me that the reason why he worked was to pay for us kids and golf.
Yeah. Well, he used to play at Riviera, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Riv. He had his parking space right in the front. You'd drive up, and there it said Dean Martin.
Yeah.
And, wow. We miss him, but we have his music and we have his movies.
We got you, Dina. Come on now.
Yeah, we have you.
It's a legacy.
Oh, you have me.
As Larry just mentioned, you got the legacy. Okay, so the website, we can get the CD. Is the book on the website as well? Can we get the book, the coffee table book?
The coffee table book, you know, now that will be on Amazon, and I'm sure it's going to be in all of the you know, all of the bookstores now. So it's Dean Martin, Cool Then, Cool Now.
All right, DinaMartin.com is the website. We love you both. Dina, John, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Mike.
Take
we love
care,
you guys.
Guys.
It's spring. Time to wake up and get a great deal. Jolt them out of their winter slumber with Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. Or Dodge Charger with up to 300 horsepower with 30 mpg highway. Or Dodge Durango, the most powerful SUV with available all-wheel drive in its class. Spring's here, and so are the deals. So wake up and join the Brotherhood of Muscle. Based on Wards Middle Specialty Vehicle Segment, EPA estimate, actual mileage may vary. Based on 2017 Wards Miss Export Utility Vehicle Segmentation. Excludes other FCA US LLC vehicles.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com. What shall we
do about them? Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Thanks for joining us on the Countdown Show. Mike Horn in for Doug Steffen today. We're back here. What's cooking today? The nation's food, wine, restaurant, travel, and entertainment show. Michael Horn with Matt Passance. This comes to us. I can't take credit for it, although I'd love to. It's Delish.com gives us this. And this village, the Villa Italian Kitchen, it's a pizza chain. Have you heard about them, Villa Italian Kitchens?
No, I have not.
They have edible arrangements of bite-sized slices and things of that nature. But between now and June 15th, what they're doing now is they're having brides plan to carry pizza bouquets down the aisle instead of flowers. This is a wonderful idea. The flowers, you know, come on. Yeah, toss that bouquet at some point. Yeah, toss pizza slices. You can get a lot of people in, a lot more marriages going on here. Between now and June 15th, and this goes out to Mikey and to Courtney, if you're planning to tie the knot this summer, you can enter to win a custom bouquet, plus a pizza boutonniere that can attach to a tux label. This is for Mikey.
See, now, this is probably the only way you're ever going to get a man to ever catch a bouquet and not swat it out of the air.
They are made with fresh pizza dough, 100% whole milk mozzarella, fresh California tomatoes, pepperoni. And here's the deal. If it's good enough to put it on your body, it's good enough to put it in your body. And so there you go. You can eat this. Here's the you get a snack while you're having the wedding. How many times have you heard the bride and groom says, I had my Sarah's and I didn't even have time to get a bite? Here you can eat your bouquet. You can eat your boutonniere if you want to during the wedding ceremony. All you have to do to win this is go to Villa Italian Kitchen, give them your name, your email, the details of when you're getting married, and they're going to pick a select number of lucky recipients at random. And if you don't win one, you still get a wedding present courtesy of the restaurant. They'll give you a coupon for a free slice on their dime.
Yeah,
this is genius.
That's all great. Hey, I got a billion-dollar idea. Are you ready?
Yes.
A garlic bread girdle.
All right, here's the five biggest health benefits of chia seeds.
Let's do that.
Here's the chia seeds are superfoods. It's something else. All right, chia seeds are native to Central America. They've been touted as superfoods. They blend them into pudding. They blend them into smoothies or oatmeal into bread. Here's the deal. They're super high in antioxidants. That's the things that slow down the aging signs we talked about earlier. It gives you a younger skin, healthier hair, can reduce the risk of cancer. They've got the impressive amount of fiber. You can stay full longer. Almost all the carbs in chia seeds are actually fiber. It will aid in keeping your gut health in check. You'll be regular. That's very good. They're a great source, a rare source of omega-3 fatty acids. The omega-3s are super important. They've got they fight depression, improve your sleep, reduce the risk of heart disease. But there's not that many foods that supply omega-3s. Just like fish, walnuts, and flax seeds, now you have the chia seed. The fat is omega-3. They got protein. If you don't eat meat, and a lot of you out there, you know, vegetarians, where are you going to get your protein? Chia seeds to the rescue. 4 grams of protein per 2 tablespoon servings, and they got calcium. More calcium ounce for ounce than most dairy products. Finally, we're looking down the barrel of a major whiskey shortage. Yesterday was National Moonshine Day. The Irish Times yesterday said that the drink has gotten so big, whiskey has gotten so big, they're looking for a whiskey shortage in the near future. They say what they're making now, well, they won't sell for 7 years, so they'll have a shortage. If the growth rate continues, they're in trouble. That's what John Teeling, 72 years old, he said. He's a spokesman for Irish whiskey, also for the Irish Whiskey Association. They said we're the fastest growing spirit category in the world and are ahead of our 2020 target. So maybe you might want to put some whiskey in that girdle as well, too, just to kind of make it.
Where can we put that?
Go to our website.
Wait a minute.
What'scookingtoday.com. Download our cell phone app. How do they do it, Maddie Matt?
Dial #250 on your smartphone, stays the air, and talk, and the app will be downloaded to your smart device.
Anything else in that girdle? Never mind. All right, for our executive producer and the future newlywed, Courtney Kadair from Matt Bezant, I'm Michael Horn. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, and eat well, everybody.
Our invites are gone.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get 4 pillows for the price of 2. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, even better, 50% off the regular retail price. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
It's spring. Time to wake up and get a great deal. Jolt them out of their winter slumber with Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. Or Dodge Charger with up to 300 horsepower with 30 mpg highway. Or Dodge Durango, the most powerful SUV with available all-wheel drive in its class. Spring's here, and so are the deals. So wake up and join the Brotherhood of Muscle. Based on Ward's Middle Specialty Vehicle Segment, EPA estimate, actual mileage may vary. Based on 2017 Ward's Mid-Size Utility Vehicle Segmentation, excludes other FCA-US LLC vehicles.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster, and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
We have named June 12th the Day of Action. At 9 a.m., we will be on the steps of California's State Capitol Building. Please pray for us and join us in person if you can. Go to ab2943.com to join the fight to preserve our First Amendment rights.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Back to the Countdown Show. Michael Horn in for Doug Stevin with some more great memories from What's Cooking Today in our lounge show. And we've got some good information for you news-wise, entertainment-wise, and food-wise. So stay tuned. Here to What's Cooking Today, the nation's food, wine, restaurant, travel, and entertainment show. Michael Horn with Eric Hine.
And right now on the line, Michael, we do have good friend of the show, Meryl Schindler, food critic and expert on all things food and travel, going to give us some latest trends in food and travel. Meryl, welcome to our show.
Hey, it's always good to be here.
Our regular contributor, Meryl Schindler, it's been much too long since we had you back, my friend, and Meryl working on some projects with us and good things, but today he's here to talk about traveling and restaurant food. You can actually, Meryl, you say you can actually get a decent meal at a restaurant. Tell us about this.
Better than decent. At airports, better than decent. Now, you and I have been around long enough to remember when eating at the airport was something you did only if you had to. Usually it was like bread sandwich with some bologna and cheese on it. It was sad.
That was our personal favorite, was the white bread sandwich with bologna and cheese. Delicious with mustard.
Mm. Out of desperation, the mustard tasted better than the sandwich.
Yeah, that's true.
These days, people actually get to the airport early because the food is so good. Internationally, it's over the top, out of control. I don't know if you've been at Heathrow in a while. Heathrow is a shopping center. Heathrow is full of stores and restaurants and bars. It's amazing. I'm leaving in a few days for Japan. We've already planned a meal at Narita Airport at a place called Sushi Kaio.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Stop saying.
Wow.
You're going to Japan, and you've actually made reservations and planned a meal at the airport already?
No reservation, but no. We're looking forward to when we leave from Narita. We're going to get there early so we can have sushi at Kayutatsu, which is supposed to be one of the best sushi bars in Tokyo. And this is a city with a couple of sushi bars. It's amazing. And it's both internationally, you know, in Vienna, in Singapore, Shanghai Airport is packed like one of those big food malls that you find all over Singapore. Hong Kong International is one of the best places to have dim sum. And here in America, we always try to get to JFK early because there's not one but two branches of Shake Shack there. And unlike the other Shake Shacks, the line is short. So you can get your Shake Shack in 5 minutes instead of 60 minutes. And one of the Shake Shacks, interestingly, is right next to a branch of the Palm. So you could spend, you know, if you want, you could spend $35 for a hamburger or spend $5 for a hamburger. It's probably better. It's
so
amazing.
This is great. So you're saying this is a great tip for Merrill Schindler. By the way, those of you that don't know, Merrill Schindler, one of the outstanding food, wine, writers, experts over there. He's been the restaurant critic for the San Francisco Bay Guardian. He has been by the way, he was a music editor at Rolling Stone. He was at San Francisco Magazine, the LA Herald Examiner. I mean, do I need to name them all? The New York Times, LA Magazine, Travel and Leisure, Diversion, Food Arts, Food and Wine, Bon Appetit. He's been an editor for still to this day of the famed Zagat Guide. And he has also been host of the Living Critics on the Fine Living Network. So this guy is incredible, and it would be great to have him here as a regular contributor to the show. You're telling me I go to Shake Shack, I can wait for an hour. If I fly into New York to Kennedy Airport, I can go in 5 minutes, get my shake. I can
we
get
do
great
every
sushi.
Every time we're back there, and that's okay. Fair often. And at LAX,
yes.
I have a friend who always gets there early enough to pick up a sandwich at Real Food Daily. He's a vegan. It's a vegan restaurant right there in the airport. Terrific vegan sandwich. He's on the plane. Everyone else is eating what looks like wet cardboard, and he's busy eating a good vegetable sandwich.
I did some research before you came on. There's a chain of restaurants called Rockin' Brews. They got great food and wonderful beers, and their most popular one, and they are popular everywhere, is at L.A. Airport. That's one of the big locations. It's the hottest restaurant at the airport.
It's in the Delta Terminal. You walk through that terminal, as I have, at 6:30 in the morning. Rockin' Brews is packed with people sucking down the beer, eating some good pizza and sausages. It's amazing. And, yes, they say it is their highest-grossing restaurant, and their other restaurants are not exactly empty.
So let me say, when you plan your trip, like you're saying, is the cuisine different in different airports? Like if you go into Atlanta, do you have maybe some southern-style cuisine, or you go to Japan, you're getting the sushi?
Oh, absolutely. You know, about a decade ago, an interesting movement started with airports designed to carry the food of where they were. So if you go through, for instance, the airport in New Orleans, you're going to find crawfish, you're going to find po' boy sandwiches, you're going to find all sorts of great coffee from Café du Monde. It's all there in Louis Armstrong Airport. You pass through San Francisco Airport is beyond the beyond. I mean, it's got great chefs from the city, all doing wonderful food in the airport, adjacent to long tables with amazing Wi-Fi. So you can sit there, do your work, you know, in a real, you know, on the edge of Silicon Valley, and eat good food.
What about San Diego, our flagship AM 1170, The Answer? Come on. What can we find at that airport? It's got to be microbrews. That's the craft brew capital of the country. What's going on there?
And, of course, there are microbreweries there. And, of course, there's good California food. And, of course, there's good Mexican food since it's just above the border.
What about good barbecue? What if you like good barbecue? You got to go to Texas for that?
I've been in Dallas-Fort Worth, and there are half a dozen barbecue places in that big sprawling airport, and they got lines at them. And these are people who know their barbecue. So there's a day that's going to come when you're not going to want to leave the airport. I mean, I told you Heathrow, man. Heathrow is it's like a city.
And pizza, if you're going, if you like the deep dish, you go what? Is Chicago, maybe you get just as good there as you would around.
Chicago,
I mean, these are great restaurant towns.
Some good pizzas. Chicago,
how about New York style?
A bunch of pizza places.
New York style pizza at the airport as well.
Indeed, they do. I am so on pizza at the airports. I'm not sure that it
really
works as well as it should. You know, there's something about being out there on the street.
Okay, so that's in New York, or is that anywhere? Or is that just New York? You like the pizza on the street in New York, right?
Oh, by the slice, original Ray's. It's the way to go.
All right, hold on. We got to. Can you hang on one more segment here,
sure.
Merrill Shinley? You've really opened up a whirlwind of information here. This is what I call an informational segment here. We're dining by airport, and we've got a couple of questions here. First, pizza in New York, airport or on the street or in a restaurant. When we come back, plus I have another question for you. What's your website, by the way, so people can check out what you're up to?
MerrillShindler.com.
That's MerrillShindler, like in the list. .com. More with Merrill Shindler straight ahead. What's cooking today? Michael Horn, Eric Hines, Merrill Shindler. We're back here with What's Cooking Today, the nation's food, wine, restaurant, travel, and entertainment show. Michael Horn and Eric Hines.
And continuing on with our good friend Merrill Shindler, all on the latest in food and travel trends.
Yeah.
Here he is, Merrill Shindler.
Hey, Merrill, so the question comes to pass here. You're talking about all the great food at airports. We go there. We plan our trip. I get it. You go get great sushi in Japan. You go get pizza, deep dish in Chicago. You get microbrews or whatever in San Diego. But here's the deal. What if I live in the area and there's a great restaurant at the airport? How the heck do you get in there? Isn't that a problem? If you're like a local,
it's
you
easy.
Can't just...
You buy a ticket. You go through TSA. And then you
Very
go to
good.
The restaurant. So it only costs you about $500 extra. No, it doesn't work.
It doesn't. So you've got to plan. This is definitely when you're traveling. You got to think about one more thing that's fun. Get to the airport early. You can, and you know, you can go to those lounges. You know, a lot of people. I got the lounge card and stuff. By the time you find a lounge, you go in there. The food at the lounges is just disappeared. You know, there's like cereal in there or something, or they got their wrapped up stuff in foil. Am I right, Merrill? So you might as well go to a great restaurant.
In the USA, the lounge food used to be pretty good, and now it's pretty much generic. You're right. It's like a double tree buffet breakfast. But you know,
double
international airlines abroad. When we were coming out of Madrid a year ago, and they were doing the whole menu of tapas. They kept bringing dishes out. Coming out of Iceland. There was like a whole menu being served there in the lounge. So it's, you know, you can do pretty well over there. As ever, and this seems to be an unfortunate truism, international airlines try a bit harder to offer their flyers more amenities. I mean, you know, on international flights, you don't pay extra for the liquor. There's a lot of stuff going on there.
Food critic Merrill Shindler is with us here. So, Merrill, the question then is, how do we know what's at the airport? Can you go online? Do they list the restaurants at the airport?
Every airport has a listing of dining options.
Just go to the airport.
I mean, except for very small ones. So you were asking about pizza at O'Hare. I look there, and there are three branches of Uno's, plus Wolfgang Puck has a pizzeria there.
So you can search food at O'Hare Airport or food at, Kennedy Airport would be, that's what you do in New York. Now, you mentioned also in New York, forget the pizza at the airport, because in New York it just seems you could get the Sabo pizza that you find and you'll never touch at a shopping mall in L.A. You go into New York, it's like the water or something. That pizza is incredible, am I right?
You know, they all argue that it's the water. I figure it's because the pizza makers come to work by Subway, and they hold on to those straps. Those straps give their ham special flavor.
Thank you, Meryl.
That's just my theory. There are pizzerias that actually bring the water in from New York, but I figure it's just instant water. They bring in the water, the dehydrated water, and then they add local water to it. I don't know how they do that.
And one other thing, you've been talking about, you and I got together, Meryl Schindler is our guest here. You talked about trends that are happening, and you mentioned it in Brooklyn, but it's spreading across the United States. These kind of like food courts, and I'm not talking about the courts that you get like in a shopping mall where there's a fast food place here and there's a bread on a stick in one and a, you know, meatballs in another. You're talking about restaurants, and what do they call this where they have like an area?
They call food halls. And in most cases, what they are is repurposed big spaces. So consider in San Francisco the ferry terminal. It was an old ferry terminal. Now it's one of the best places in the city to eat with a view right there of the harbor. And a branch of Slanted Door, which is a super trendy Vietnamese restaurant. I was down in Atlanta. They took an old Sears warehouse, and they turned it into the Ponce City Market. And it's absolutely the best place in a city that loves its food to eat. An amazing selection of food, packed all the time. You walk upstairs, and there's an old rail line that they covered over, like the High Line in New York, but it's in Atlanta. You rent a bicycle, and you can bike for 10 miles along there and come back and have another meal.
Have you heard about this Brooklyn restaurant? It's called Carthage Must Be Destroyed. It's an all-pink Australian cafe. It's in the East Williamsburg neighborhood of Brooklyn. They don't allow photographs taken there. And it's a full list. They have rules before they will get you seated when you come into the restaurant. Specifically, the rules say no photos of the restaurant, no photos of the kitchen, no photo shoots, no video shoots. Little exception, you can take pictures if you want to at your own personal space. But they've had Yelp reviews, people saying, one reviewer said it's a cute place, but the rules are excessive. I was scolded 3 times in the first 15 minutes of my visit. Have you heard of this place?
I have not. I got to look it up. It's like, yeah, let's suck the fun out of the restaurant. You know, there's a place, I'm sure you've been to it, where they won't allow you to put ketchup on your hamburger. if you bring it, people sneak ketchup in their pockets, little packages. They see you doing that, they throw you out. It's like, come on, guys, I'm paying for the meal. If I want to take a picture, if I want to put mayonnaise on my burger, it goes on. It's crazy stuff. It's like I'm the customer. The customer's always right.
Well, if you go on Instagram, some of the sneaky visitors found a way around the rules, and they snap pictures of the pink walls, the pink plates, and the photogenic dishes. Also, there's a story out today. The U.S. Restaurant industry says Americans made 433 million fewer trips to restaurants at lunchtime last year. Is going out to lunch a dying breed here? What's going on, Meryl?
Not that I know of. Are they counting people going to food trucks as not going to restaurants?
Restaurants,
they mean an actual sit-down. If you go to, one of those fast casual salad places, is that going to a restaurant or is that just getting takeout and it doesn't count as that? Because that's how a lot of people eat lunch now. They grab it and go.
Well, that's the Wall Street Journal is saying that people are bringing in brown bags and eating at their desks, and so maybe they're going, maybe takeout is big. We should check that out. But traditionally, the lunch crowd, they say, has declined in the last year. Meryl Schindler,
remember,
we love you.
Lunch takes you 2 hours. I mean, it's gone. Plus, you have a couple of martinis, you're really gone.
Meryl Schindler, welcome back here real soon. MerylSchindler.com, the website. Thanks for being with us.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Catherine faced a difficult battle with cancer and decided to do what she loved most, baking cupcakes. She and her sister set up a food truck called Cupcakes for Courage and were doing well until the heavy hand of the law swooped in. The city of Chicago prohibits food trucks within 200 feet of any restaurant, and in that neighborhood it means 97% of all streets are off limits. These gutsy gals looked through the lens of liberty and fought the city's attempt to protect favored businesses against competition. Court sided with the city, but Catherine gets the last laugh. Her baked goods sold so well, she now has 2 food trucks and 2 stores. The fight against government chipping away our freedom is needed in every town and neighborhood, including yours. Let's join that fight.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Doug Steffen here. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. It's good for my energy. It's good for all kinds of other things. Suzanne, you've been there for 20 years, so you've seen some great stories, I'm going to bet, right?
For me, Doug, I have been on it for over 15 years for the arthritis. Mm. There's lots of benefits to the Calitrin other than just your weight loss. Whether you have 5 or 10 pounds or if you have 105 or 10 pounds, Calitrin can help. It's drug-free. You know, it's perfectly safe for your diabetics, your heart patients. So there's no drugs and no stimulants whatsoever.
Calitrin. You're a friend of ours. You'll be a friend of theirs when you get on this program. Lose the weight. Calitrin. You go to toploss.com. Use DJV as the code. You can also call them at 833-TOPLOSS, 833-867-5677 to talk to somebody that's an expert or online at toploss.com.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning. Stylish. Sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT. Fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460, with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 past the hour now. Time for us to overview with Victoria and her expertise the 5 top stories in the world of technology this week. We count down from 5 to number 1. Technology stories, the big ones. Victoria Keelan starts at number 5.
Yes, number 5 is all about Airbnb. They've had a lot of controversy and increased competition in the marketplace, and it's playing havoc with their bookings. They are actually going to serve 5 million fewer guests than they had projected this year. And eMarketer, which is a company that, watches trends and things like that. Mm-hmm. They say that they're being hurt by safety concerns that guests have reported. In a lot of places that where you rent Airbnb rentals, whether it's a room or an entire apartment, that they don't have fire extinguishers, they don't have first aid kits, there's no injury prevention or anything like that. And so that's kind of really been hurting their business. And so they've launched Airbnb Plus, which is, of course, more money. But those are category homes that you have been personally inspected by Airbnb officials. So they verify quality, comfort, and safety. And so, but all the bad news, once you kind of, you know, when people post a picture saying, I'm staying in a death trap, and there's no fire extinguisher, there's no, sometimes no smoke alarms, no carbon monoxide detectors.
Somebody's house. There's no, that stuff doesn't exist in somebody's house.
A smoke alarm?
You have a fire, well, smoke alarms, yeah. Unless you're in my house.
Don't most people's houses have a small fire extinguisher?
I have, but I don't think.
I have one in my apartment.
Do. Yeah.
Because I bought it because it's safe to have.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Well, anyway, so because of those types of issues, Airbnb, it's hitting their popularity now. So, and there's also a lot of competition from other sites, but not great news for this year for them.
All right, number four on the hit parade as we look at the big tech issues this week, counting to number one.
If you bought any concert tickets from Ticketfly, which is owned by Eventbrite, which is a company that sets up live events and things like that. It's museum trips and all kinds of outings, not just concerts. Well, they were hacked this week, and all of the information on the employees, including their names, home and email addresses, phone numbers, as well as all the personal details of Ticketfly customers, were released onto the dark web. A hacker was demanding one Bitcoin, and Ticketfly did not respond to his demand, or her demand. I don't want to say it's only a man. Yeah. To the hacker's demand, and so the hacker released all of these spreadsheets. And so our here on the DJV show, our recommendation this week is to go to www.haveibeenpawned.com, and it lets you enter your email address free, and it will tell you if your email address has ever been associated with or compromised with any one of these hacks. So once again, make sure you monitor all of your personal information.
Good advice. Number three, a new system, if you will, if you're an Apple person. I was using a Mac earlier today, and it's so obnoxious because they're so difficult to use.
You know, it's a learning curve, but once you get over that hump, you'll never want to go back. It is. Everyone says that, and that's why Macs are often returned more than any other type of computer, because and iPhones too, because people get frustrated. But if you stick with it, it will become so intuitive, and you'll realize it operates the way your brain wants it to operate. But that's my little Mac speech. But that's anyway. But Apple had a big week this week. CEO Tim Cook took to the stage in San Jose, California, this week at the Worldwide Developers Conference to preview new software features for iOS 12 and for the iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch. And there's lots of cool new little perks coming in. Of course, for the iPhone, they're adding tools to help you use your phone less. So they're going to track your activity, and then all kinds of other things like Memojis, which is their new Animojis based on your own face, which is cool.
Yeah. All right, number two, the Chinese. I like Chinese. You like Chinese? Smartphone maker.
ZTE is back in the news. They will pay a $1 billion fine and bring an American monitoring team on board to resolve this dispute that we've had, because basically their chips were spying on us. They're also putting $400 million in an escrow account. So this is how this all worked out in our favor. So now ZTE can sell parts to Americans again.
And Twitter is coming to your index fund. Make some money. Listen.
Yep. Twitter is now part of the S&P 500 stock index, and they started trading on Thursday. And so now this will affect your index fund. But Twitter has been on the rise lately. They've actually been doing well, partially because President Trump can't stop tweeting. And they replaced Monsanto, which has now been acquired by German company Bayer.
Yeah. Bad guys.
Yep.
Let's see how... Bad guy isn't even the right way to describe them. They're awful. So that's it. The news from the world of technology here. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and in 2000 I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The United States is hopeful but realistic about President Trump's summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the president is optimistic, but he's also going into the summit with his eyes wide open.
We've seen how many inadequate agreements have been struck in the past, and you can be sure that President Trump will not stand for a bad deal.
Pompeo says North Korea's complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula is the only outcome the United States will find acceptable. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A Tuesday deadline fast approaching with no agreement among Republicans that would avert a potentially damaging intra-party squabble over immigration.
A group of renegade Republicans say that without a compromise agreement by Tuesday, they will have enough signatures to force a floor vote over the objections of party leaders. At issue is an intra-party fight with conservatives over granting citizenship status to Dreamers. Speaker Paul Ryan scrambling to defuse the fight over concerns it could damage Republican prospects in the midterm elections.
That is Wally Hines reporting. As tensions between the U.S. and China rise over trade and security, perceptions vary wildly about educational exchanges that have thrived since diplomatic relations were normalized some four decades ago.
Increasingly, U.S. authorities are concerned that Chinese professors and students could exploit access to universities to gather intelligence and sensitive research. And while the China-funded Confucius Institutes that have mushroomed worldwide since 2004 focus on benign subject matter, U.S. lawmakers are pushing for them to be more tightly regulated or even shuttered. The debate over Confucius Institutes has become a testing ground for the American response to China's growing global reach and underscores anxieties over the more than 350,000 Chinese who study in the United States.
Jeremy House. More at townhall.com.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code RADIO20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-In Pest Free. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code RADIO20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code RADIO20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com. Promo code RADIO20.
The Federal Center for Disease Control says U.S. deaths by suicide has increased about 25% in the past two decades. Dr. Charles Snyderman has some observations.
Although most people who commit suicide have suffered depression or substance abuse, many do not. Losses, particularly employment or significant relationships, often precipitate a crisis. If you're having impulses to kill yourself or know someone who does, call 800-273-TALK. That is 800-273-8255. Thousands have recovered and lead productive lives. This is Dr. Charles Snyderman reporting from Washington.
Los Angeles police are investigating a gunfight that broke out at a North Hollywood party and left seven people injured. Police said that five people were struck by gunfire, two others injured trying to get away from the violence. although are expected to survive their injuries. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. It was June 10, 1935, that Alcoholics Anonymous was born.
In New York City, two recovering alcoholics, one a New York broker, the other an Ohio doctor, found Alcoholics Anonymous, a 12-step rehabilitation program that helps people cope with alcoholism. Members of the organization control their addictions through group discussion and confession and their reliance on a higher power. The organization functions through local groups that have no formal rules besides strict anonymity, no officers, and no dues. Val Dior reporting.
An inmate who escaped from a Southwest Virginia jail while receiving hospital treatment has been captured. The Wise County Sheriff's Office says the man who escaped from the Duffield Regional Jail Authority while in medical care Friday was arrested by officers in Bessemer City, North Carolina, after cops there received a tip. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Kriebel.
A woman in Philadelphia having an argument with her boyfriend in a restaurant got so...
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
A jury deliberation room filled with 12 men, ordinary people just like you or me who must decide the outcome of a murder trial. Experience for yourself as dramas run high, tempers flare, and personal prejudices are tested, all while the life of one 19-year-old man hangs in the balance.
Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present 12 Angry Men, written by Reginald Rose, directed by John Welch. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, June 16th through July 7th.
I'm Greg Bell, and it's comedy time as we open with The Aldridge Family. And then Marie Wilson stars in My Friend Irma. We begin, though, with teenager Henry, as voiced by Ezra Stone, who was already in his early 20s when he began playing the role on radio. The episode of The Aldridge Family that we have is from the very first full season. It originally aired back in early 1940. Enjoy.
Henry!
Coming, Mother.
It's 6:30 in Centerville, and the scene opens with Henry taking dinner at the home of his pal, Dizzy Stevens.
Mrs. Stevens, could I trouble you for the bread, please?
Oh, yes, certainly, Henry.
Gee whiz, I almost took two slices.
Well, wouldn't you like to take two?
No, thank you. I never take more than one at a time.
Why only one, Henry?
My mother has asked me not to, Dizzy.
Basil.
Yes, Father?
Supposing you put back three of the four slices you took.
Yes, sir.
And eat your broccoli.
Father, I don't like broccoli.
You aren't supposed to like it. Just eat it.
The only way I can make broccoli go down is with bread.
Mrs. Stevens, I'm very sorry to interrupt you, but could I have a second helping of broccoli, please?
Well, yes, of course. Now, that's the way I like to see a young man eat.
Thank you, Mrs. Stevens.
I just wish Basil had such nice table manners.
I do, Mother, when I'm visiting.
Oh, yes.
But when I'm home, I like to relax. And the only reason Henry is eating broccoli is so he can take Geraldine to the dance Saturday night.
Won't Geraldine go to the dance with him unless he eats broccoli?
She won't be able to.
I see.
That, Mr. Stevens, is why I have to have the typewriter.
The what?
The typewriter. But I'm not worried. I'm almost positive I can get it. If I can only get the sleeping bag I need.
A sleeping bag? What kind of a dance is this, Henry? A masquerade?
Oh, no. It's just a dance.
But before you can go to it, you have to eat broccoli and get a typewriter and a sleeping bag.
Yes, sir. There's just one drawback. I can't get the bag if I don't pass my mathematics.
Molly, may I have the salt, please?
Don't you understand, Father? That's why Henry has to win the cross-country race.
Perfectly clear.
Mrs. Stevens, do you understand?
Yes, entirely.
There's just one point I missed.
Which one was that?
I don't know.
I'll explain it to you again, Father.
Eat your broccoli.
Yes, sir. Mr. Stevens, I'm going to run in a cross-country race for Central High. And our track coach is my math teacher. That's why I have to win, or I don't pass my math.
In which case, you will or you won't need a sleeping bag.
I will.
Frank, will you have some more potatoes?
I've lost my appetite.
Didn't I tell you, Henry, it's hard to understand? Father, if he doesn't pass in his math, his father won't give him his old sleeping bag.
Is that a punishment?
If he doesn't give it to me, I won't be able to swap it for Shorty Woods' typewriter.
In which case...
In which case what, Mr. Stevens?
It's a fielder's choice.
Oh, see, the dance committee needs a typewriter, and if I get them one, they'll give me 4 tickets free.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that straightened out.
Yeah, and that's the only reason why Henry is eating his broccoli. My whole future depends on winning that race.
That would be putting it mildly.
Could I have some more, please?
Are you sure you're not eating too much, dear?
Don't discourage him, Mother. I have just as much a stake on his winning as he has.
Hey, Molly, don't ask Basil why.
Well, it's just because...
We don't want to know.
What I want...
Basil?
Yes, Mother. Would you like to have me tell you, Mrs. Stevens?
No, dear.
Well, then, could I have a little more of everything, please? One, two, lift your knees higher, Henry.
Do I have to run like this even in a cross-country run?
Don't you want to develop?
But this is going to overdevelop me.
1, 2, 3, higher.
I'll hit my chin.
Basil!
Wait a minute, Henry.
Basil? Are you and Henry upstairs?
Yes, Mother.
Well, what are you doing?
We're just talking a little something over.
Well, is that noise you're making while you're talking necessary?
I'm developing Henry.
Well, why can't you develop him outdoors?
It's raining. And besides, if Henry would run on his toes as he should, you wouldn't even hear him.
Well, please ask him to.
Get up, Henry, and start again.
I'm quitting.
You mustn't sit down, Henry. Do you want to stiffen?
I ate too much broccoli, Dizzy. Besides, I don't think I'll ever be able to make time in your father's golf shoes.
Why not?
They weigh 5 pounds each. They've got spikes on the bottom.
Sure they have. That's to give you a grip on the road. You want to go into a 3.5-mile race slipping and sliding all over the course?
I'm not in training anymore.
So you don't want to go to the dance and take Geraldine? You don't even care whether you get the 2 tickets you promised to give me?
No.
Henry, do you realize what Middleton High did to us last year? The final score for the meet was 65-0.
But, Dizzy, why not leave out training and just let me go into the race fresh?
Okay, if you know more about how to run than I do. Okay, then.
All right. What is it I have to do next?
You're to run up and down the front stairs, but quietly.
With these shoes on?
You won't hurt the stairs. I spread newspapers on each step.
I'm not going to do it.
Look, I'll go to the trouble of timing you with my watch. Come on, just 5 times down and 5 times up.
Okay, 5 times, but no more.
Okay, get on your mark, Henry.
Yeah.
And remember the old toes.
Keep up on my toes,
sure.
Even going down?
It'll strengthen them.
Oh.
Get on your mark.
Yeah.
Get set, go. What's the matter, Henry?
There's one step there that doesn't have a piece of paper on it.
Well, skip that one.
Oh.
Come on, get on your mark, get set, go.
I'm off.
Come on, Henry. Let her out. Come on, let's see what you can do. Now, come on, back up. Middleton's right behind you. She's closing in on you. She's gaining.
You're crazy.
She is, too. Now, start down again.
Basil, what's going on here?
Middletown's trying to pass him.
Well, come down here.
Oh, my head.
What is this?
Henry, now look what you've done to the stairs.
But
But, Father, I'm not asking you to get track shoes and track pants for me.
I thought you were.
Oh, no. You'd really be getting them for Central High.
I see.
Mr. Aldridge, you realize that last year every man on the Middletown High School team finished before any of ours did?
Did they?
And we certainly don't want a thing like that to repeat itself. Gee, after all, a thing like that involves everybody in town. Everybody's pride is hurt.
I see. Perhaps I could get the Chamber of Commerce to buy Henry's outfit.
Well, I'll certainly be handicapped if I have to run in any old thing.
If worse came to worse, Mr. Aldridge, would you be willing to buy Henry just ordinary sneakers?
Didn't Henry tell you why I can't buy him any? Henry, if I were you, I wouldn't swing those Indian clubs here in the living room.
Yes, Father, I didn't even realize I was.
You're not to swing them in this house.
No, Father.
Henry, which way has your father decided regarding the other question?
I've decided he may have neither shoes nor a suit. And I'm quite sure Henry understands why.
Did you disobey your father, Henry?
You were playing catch right out in front of the house, weren't you, son?
Yes, sir.
And I told you that if you didn't go some other place, you'd have an accident, didn't I?
Yes, sir.
Well, then.
What happened, Henry?
The ball went through this living room window.
Yes.
And Father was sitting right beside it.
Oh.
Father, I know I should be punished, but think of how I'll feel when I have to tell them at school.
Henry, let's not mention the subject again.
Gee whiz, what's all that noise?
How should I know?
Well, it's something.
It sounds to me like a band.
I know. Look out the window. They're having a rally for the track meet tomorrow. Come on, let's go out.
You go, Dizzy. I'm going to stay here.
There goes Coach Hamilton.
You think I want him to see me?
Which is more important, son? Winning that race tomorrow or building some character in the years to come?
I suppose building some character.
Mr. Aldridge, if it would help any, I've got 35 cents I'd be willing to put towards a pair of shoes.
It's not a question of money.
Oh, Henry, why aren't you and Dizzy out with the crowd?
Why should I, Mother? Father doesn't care whether I win or not.
Henry, that isn't exactly fair.
Is this still about track shoes?
Yes, Mother. What do you think about it?
I agree entirely with your father.
You do, Mother?
I'm sorry.
Come on, Dizzy, let's go upstairs.
Well, I guess the only thing to do, Henry, is train all the harder.
I've trained to the breaking point as it is.
Sam.
Well, Alice?
Couldn't we let Henry get what he needs?
After we've told him he can't?
But, Sam, you've always wanted Henry to go in for athletics.
Well, he may still go in, but he must also learn to obey.
But he always does obey. Oh, every boy his age forgets now and then, dear.
Very well, supposing we let him get some shoes and pants. How are we going to save face?
Oh, we can make out they came from Aunt Harriet or someone.
Well, I'm not so sure, Alice, we should do it.
Name one time Henry has recently deliberately disobeyed you.
When he threw that ball through the window.
No, I mean one other time.
What's that?
Why, it's an Indian club coming downstairs.
Yes. Henry Aldridge.
Oh, I didn't realize it was going to slip, Father.
Didn't I ask you only 5 minutes ago not to swing those clubs in this house?
Well, did that include the second floor?
Is the second floor in this house?
Yes, sir.
Is there any reason you can't train out on the porch?
No, sir.
What's the trouble, Henry?
Come on down, Dizzy.
Okay. Does your father want to speak to me, too?
Come on out onto the porch, Dizzy.
Sam, may I speak with you in the living room?
Oh, certainly, dear.
Mrs. Aldridge, were you speaking to me?
No, Dizzy, I was saying something to Mr. Aldridge.
Oh. Excuse me. Hey, Henry, wait, I'll go out with you.
We can practice out here on the porch.
Hey, did you hear what I heard?
What?
Your mother said something to your father that makes me think she's going to bring him around to your side.
She did?
Yeah, I think she's going to work on him. Boy, if you even get a pair of sneakers, you can't lose that race.
Look, Dizzy, look in the window.
Sure, they're talking it over. Your mother's even laughing.
Gee, maybe it's all set.
Come on, Henry, let's get back to work.
Yeah, what do I do next?
The whole routine. Raise your Indian clubs.
Okay.
Out straight.
Right.
Begin. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
Dizzy! Oh, gee whiz, my club slipped.
Henry Aldridge!
I've got to go home, Henry.
Is anybody hurt, Father?
Not yet, but will you please come in the house?
You're listening to The Aldridge Family on When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans.
SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Take more classes, learn more skills, and have more fun with the money you save only at Shasta College. With free tuition at Shasta College for your first year, it's easier than ever to save more, do more, and be more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply for eligibility requirements and to enroll. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with free fall tuition at Shasta College, you can save more money than ever before on a college education. A new semester starts soon. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply to enroll now.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is the Cross Country Race from the Aldridge family. Welcome back to When Radio Was.
Henry is to run for Central High in a cross country race. Unfortunately, when we left him, he had neither track shoes nor a track suit. As we return, we find him warming up at the starting line.
Yay, Central! Yay, Central! Yay!
The shoes, Henry.
Well, I...
Now, let's see you running them.
Well, I'm glad your father let me borrow these golf shoes.
I thought you said they were too big for you.
I've got three pairs of socks on.
That's using your old head. How do you feel, boy?
Guess I never felt better in my life.
Oh, that's swell. Gee, that's a great idea of your wearing your swimming suit.
Yay, all over it! Rock, rock, rock! Yay, all over
it! Dizzy, that was... For me.
Gee, the whole school's in back of you. It's up to you, Henry. Don't worry about me. Boy, did you hear Gwendolyn yell out like that? Did you see that Middleton team over there? If I can't pass them, I'm going to give up running.
The main thing is, do you understand where the course goes?
Sure.
Yeah, well, where does it go?
We start right here at Scott's Corners and follow the main highway into Centerville till we come to the Big Four.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, do you turn to the left or to the right?
To the left. Anyone knows that. That's the shortest way into town.
Okay, but remember, you don't go to the right. And listen, Henry, if you can, start right with the gun. Remember, this is a 3.5-mile race. If you can get a quick start, you're in.
I thought you didn't want me to take the lead.
Take it until you can jockey for position. Hmm. After that, hold back, see?
Yeah.
Save yourself.
Oh, sure.
And don't try to pass whoever grabs the lead. It's a come-on. They always put a sprinter in there purposely to tie you.
Hello, Henry.
Gee whiz, Geraldine.
I'm going up to the finish line, Henry. Are we going to the dance tonight?
Sure, if I win this race and pass in my math, I am. And Geraldine, will you promise to save all your dances for me?
Oh, Henry, of course I will.
Hey, Aldrich.
Who's calling me?
Aldrich, come here.
Oh, gee, did you want me, Coach?
How are you feeling?
Oh, gee, Coach, I could race 10 miles.
Fine. Now,
I'll tell you what I want you to do.
Yes, Coach.
Central has got to win, see?
Yes, Coach.
But you and Irwin Cooper are the only two I can spare for this race.
Yes, Coach.
And there will be six running against you from Middletown.
Yes, Coach.
The whole thing is up to you.
Yes, Coach.
Now, here's the dope. Take the lead right at the start.
Yes, Coach.
Run those six boys from Middletown right off their feet.
Yes, Coach.
And then, when you've shot everything you've got, Irwin Cooper, who's been holding back, will come forward and win the race.
Yes, Coach. I don't win it?
Well, after all, isn't this for the school?
Yes, Coach. This isn't the time to ask it, but could you tell me if I passed my math exam?
I'll let you know about that when the race is over. Well, there's the 2-minute signal. Now go in there and give everything you've got.
Okay, Coach. Gee whiz.
Oh, Henry.
What'll you have, Mother?
Don't you think you ought to be wearing a coat, dear?
Mother, don't embarrass me.
Good luck, son.
Thanks, Father. Only I can't win the race. They aren't going to let me. If you see Geraldine, will you tell her?
Oh, you'll win it.
They don't want me to.
Your mother and I are going to get in the car and drive on up the road a ways.
Henry! What do you think has happened?
Why?
Irwin Cooper just turned his knee and he can't run.
You mean I'm the only one running for Central?
That's right.
Clear the way, everyone, so the boys can line up here.
Coach, hey, Coach!
Yes, what do you have?
Listen, do you still want me to take the lead?
Oh, do whatever you can. Just get in there and run.
Yes, Coach, sure.
Line up, boys.
Yay! Central! All right!
Get on your mark! Get set!
Kill him, Henry!
What's that, Dixie?
Henry, run!
Oh,
run! Go on, Henry, go on. I'll follow you on my bicycle.
Don't interfere with me, Dixie.
You're doing great, boy.
I am?
Yeah. Could you put on just a little steam? The six Middleton guys have already rounded the turn.
I'm holding back on purpose.
Oh, that's using the old head.
I got it all figured out.
Sure. But don't you think you ought to run a little faster?
Don't talk to me so much. Darn it all, anyhow.
What's the matter?
My shoestring busted.
What difference does that make? Come on, keep going, Henry.
But I can't run with my shoe half off. There, I kicked it off.
Now you're coming. Look up ahead. They're less than a quarter of a mile in the lead.
I'll never be able to catch them in one shoe.
But you've got that much less to carry than they have, haven't you?
Yeah, but look.
Well, take the other one off, and you won't have anything holding you back.
Okay. While I take it off, you keep your eye on Middletown.
I'm watching them. I won't let them get out of your sight. All you have to do now is sprint a little, and you'll pass them in no time.
Oh, boy, does that feel good. Watch me go.
Oh, aren't you glad you took them off, Henry?
Yeah.
Oh! Oh!
Darn that stone, anyhow.
Henry, I forgot you got to run on gravel for the next 2 miles.
That's going to help. Dizzy, I'll never be able to catch up with him.
Well, get over and run in the ditch.
Yeah, that's an idea. Oh, gee whiz, why didn't you tell me there was water in here?
Well, get out.
I'm certainly glad I wore my bathing suit. Look at them up ahead.
I've got an idea, Henry. You keep on running, see?
Hey, where are you going?
Never mind. I'll be back and save the day before you know it.
Sam, how many have gone by so far?
Six.
How many are there in the race?
Seven.
Are you sure Henry wasn't one of the first to pass?
I certainly haven't seen anyone go by in a red bathing suit. Probably the coach is having him hold back.
Hold back?
Uh-huh.
Well, what's the sense in that?
Strategy, Alice. You save yourself till the finish, and then you put on a burst of speed.
Well, isn't that smart of Henry to think of it?
Oh, here he comes, Alice. He's coming around the curve.
On a bicycle?
Oh, no, no. That's strange. That's Dizzy.
Mr. Aldridge!
Oh, Dizzy, has something happened to Henry?
He lost his shoes.
What was that?
He's running in stockings, feet on gravel, and Mr. Aldridge needs some sneakers.
Well, we couldn't possibly get any sneakers now.
Sure we can get some. It's only a minute up to the store.
Well, all right, hurry up. Get in the car.
Okay. Sam, I thought you said it would ruin Henry's character if we bought him shoes.
Character? Character? Think of his arches.
make a difference, Henry?
Henry, don't those shoes make a difference? Hey, Henry!
I can hear you. I can't speak.
Put on the stain, boy.
Yeah. Let me get on your bicycle with you.
You aren't gonna quit, are you?
What's the use of my keeping on? The rest have already finished and the crowd's probably gone home.
But, Henry, no matter how tired you may be, you should always finish your race. You've only got another quarter of a mile.
I don't care whether I pass my math. I don't even care whether I take Geraldine to the dance.
But do you want Central High to go down in history as not finishing this race?
Well, I'll finish. But I hope there's nobody there to see me.
Henry! Henry, run! Come on, Henry, run!
What for?
They're behind you!
Whoa.
The Middleton guys!
Behind me? They're behind me!
Almost a quarter of a mile!
Well, how could they be?
They must have taken the wrong fork! Run, Henry, run!
Gee whiz! Well, I'll do all I can.
Come on, Henry! They're gaining!
Am I moving at all?
Sure! You've only got 200 yards to go! Come on, that's Gwendolyn up ahead, Henry!
I can't see her!
She's waving to you!
I can't see
her! Don't
anything.
Go that way, Henry! Go towards the finish line!
Oh, to the finish line!
Keep on the course!
How much farther is it?
60 yards! They're coming like wind!
Yeah?
Yeah, four of them! Here they come, Henry! Give them the works! They're 20 yards behind you!
Yeah?
Henry, they're 10 yards! Come on, Henry! They're closing in! Henry, they're right behind you! Henry, you've won! You've won!
Sam, I think this is the grandest idea you had, our dropping in for a few minutes and watching the young people dance.
Henry will probably be the hero of the ball.
Yes, and my goodness, has he been busy today. First he won that race, and then after getting his mark in mathematics, he had to exchange the sleeping bag you gave him for the typewriter so he could get the tickets and take Geraldine. I should think he'd be exhausted.
Here we are. I'll open the door.
Oh, thank you. Sam.
Well?
You don't suppose Henry's winning that cross-country race had anything to do with his getting 98 in mathematics, do you?
Why, no. No, it couldn't have. No, Alice, I've decided that boy has character. Yes, character. Yes, I'm really encouraged. Come on, let's go in there.
Thank you.
Mrs. Aldrich.
Oh, yes, Geraldine.
Have you any idea where Henry could be?
What do you mean, dear?
Well, he's disappeared. Nobody can find him.
What do you mean he's disappeared?
Well, he brought me to the dance and nobody's seen him since.
Well, hasn't he even danced with you?
No. I've just been sitting and waiting and waiting.
Sam, what do you suppose has happened?
Hey, Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich.
Dizzy, have you seen Henry?
I've been trying to find him.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe Middletown's kidnapped him.
Why?
Boy, they were certainly very indignant when he won that race. I know who might know where he is.
Who?
The coach. He's down in the basement sneaking a smoke. Come on with me, Geraldine.
All right, Dizzy.
Will you come back and tell us?
Look out for these stairs, Geraldine.
Oh, Dizzy, do you think Middletown really has done anything to him?
Come on around the landing here. If they've even touched them, we'll get them.
Mm.
Oh, gee whiz!
What's the matter?
Do you see what I see?
What?
Henry. He's gone to sleep right here on the stairs.
He's gone to sleep? Oh, so that's all he cared about bringing me.
Hey, Henry.
Don't wake him. I'm going upstairs.
Hey, Henry.
I'm going up and dance with anyone I please.
Henry. Well, move over, boy. I'm tired, too.
Father, did I tell you I'm going into partnership with another guy and buy a car?
You don't say so.
Yeah, here's the ad for it in the paper. It says, take your pick for $50.
Isn't that an ad for building lots?
No, Father, look. It says, big sale. These cars won't last much longer.
From 1940, that was the Aldridge Family, starring Ezra Stone as Henry. Hey, I'm Greg Bell, and up next on Wind Radio was Marie Wilson and Kathy Lewis in My Friend Irma, right after this break.
Tickle the Ivories with MusicRewind.com and the Essential Collection of Golden Piano Memories, a 3-CD compilation of 60 easy listening and classical piano favorites. Enjoy the most popular, timeless songs played by top pianists such as Duke Ellington, George Gershwin, Nat King Cole, Oscar Peterson, Liberace, Carmen Cavallaro, George Shearing, and many more. Essential Collection of Golden Piano Memories today for the amazingly low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Order now and receive a special bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code PIANO67. Don't wait. This 3-CD set of timeless piano hits can be yours today for only $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code PIANO67 to get extra savings on shipping. That's 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com to order Golden Piano Memories now. Remember, PIANO67 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A woman in Austin, Texas, tripped over a toddler who was running inside a furniture store, and she broke her ankle. She sued the store owners, claiming they had created an unsafe environment for their customers. A jury agreed with her, ruled against the store, and awarded the woman $80,000 in damages. Everyone watching the case was shocked by the outcome because the toddler was her own son. That jury should have looked through the lens of liberty and recognized that the store was not at fault. She was. America was founded on the simple principle that ordinary people can govern themselves, but that requires personal responsibility. Accidents happen, but instead of blaming others and filing lawsuits, we ought to just watch where we're going, and more importantly, put a stop to these frivolous lawsuits.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back to Wind Radio Was, where before the break we heard the Aldridge Family. And now the comedy continues. Supporting star Marie Wilson will be Kathy Lewis as Jane, Hans Conried as Professor Kropotkin, Gloria Gordon as Mrs. O'Reilly, and John Brown as Boyfriend Al. This is from April 19th, 1948.
Irma, honey.
Yes, Jane?
This magazine says that scientists in Arizona have just found the footprints of a prehistoric animal 2 million years old. What do you think of that?
Well, I think they're silly if they try to track it down. I'm sure it's dead.
That's what you can expect when you listen to My Friend Irma.
Starring Marie Wilson as Irma and Kathy Lewis as Jane.
You know, tonight is a very important night for me. I'm anxious to be bright and gay, and I want to look my best. The reason? I met a new fellow. I really kind of like him. So I decided to discuss it with my roommate, Irma. Irma?
Yes, Jane?
I know this may shock you, honey, but I have a date tonight, and it's not with Richard.
Not with Richard? Oh, Jane, you're going to get a reputation for being footloose. least if you want to go around with loose feet.
Oh, Irma, stop being a Puritan. This is 1948. How long can a girl wait for a man? I'm getting older.
So what? You know what they say, Jane, wine improves with age.
I know. If you wait long enough, it can turn into vinegar. Personally, I think Rich is just wonderful, but he doesn't seem to be getting any more serious. The sound of those wedding bells seems to be growing fainter.
Well, that's one problem I haven't got, Jane. I hear bells in my head all the time. Jane, who's your new fellow?
Oh, his name's Peter Guilford. Irma, he's nothing short of sensational.
Oh, just like my Al, he's a sensational nothing, too.
You can say that again, but I wish you wouldn't because the subject bores me.
Oh, Jane, what does your new fellow Peter Guilford do?
Well, I don't know too much about him, honey, because I just met him. But I know he has an important job with the government. He mentioned something about being in charge of financial distribution.
Well, Jane, even though you met another fella, I still think you love Richard. Now tell me the truth.
Well, I don't really know, sweetie. Sometimes I'm not sure that I was ever truly in love with Richard.
Well, that's where Al and I are different. We know we're in love. Otherwise, why would I get all confused and dizzy?
Well, honey, the answer to a question like that has many ramifications. Anyway, I just can't wait until my date tonight with Peter Guilford. You know, I'm really excited about him. Come in.
It's only me, Professor Kropotkin. Hello, Janie and Irma, my two little crystal gazers. One with all the answers, the other still in a trance. Excuse me for intruding, girls. I just came down to tell you the good news. I made up with Mrs. O'Reilly.
Oh, wonderful, Professor. That's what we like to hear.
How long could I stay mad at a woman who has such a wonderful heart? Imagine, last night she baked me a 7-layer cake. Just what I needed.
Oh, that's nice.
It will make a perfect footrest. Well, like I am.
Oh, gee, this is a day for romance. You and Miss O'Reilly and Jane has a new boyfriend.
Janie, is that right? What happened with Richard?
Nothing. It's just that Richard's been stalling, and I've decided not to put all my eggs in one basket.
Oh, you're smart, Jane. When they cost almost a dollar a dozen, you have to be careful.
Being careful is what I want to talk to you about, Janie. A person in choosing a mate must never be too particular. You know, I remember when I started courting girls. One I didn't like because she was mean, another was jealous, another was stingy, another was naggy. So gradually I became an expert, and I wound up marrying a woman who was a combination of all of them.
Well, Irma's jumping to conclusions, Professor. I'm not marrying Peter Guilford. I'm merely having dinner with him.
But it's something to keep in mind, Janie. Why do you think I've gotten romantical thoughts about Mrs. O'Reilly? I'll tell you. All my life, women I've known have run around with other fellows. But Mrs. O'Reilly, her I could leave on an island with a boatload of shipwrecked sailors, and she wouldn't get kissed if a mistletoe tree fell on her. And that's what a man likes, peace of mind.
Oh, Professor, do you know that Jane's new boyfriend, Peter Guilford, has a very important job with the government?
Oh, really, Janie? What does he do?
Well, he told me he was in charge of financial distribution.
Oh, that already is a big job. And, Janie, I hope it works out well for you.
Thank you.
Well, girls, I got to go now. Since I'm taking Mrs. O'Reilly out, I think I'll run down to the corner and buy her a corsage. A bunch of celery.
Well, Professor, you can't smell celery.
I got news for you. You can't eat daisies either. Goodbye.
Hello?
Hiya, chicken.
Hello, Al, honey. Where are you?
In a telephone booth down at the unemployment office. Gonna be a little late, chicken. The guy who gives out the checks seems to be all thumbs today.
Well, he shouldn't make you wait. After all, you're one of their best customers.
Yeah, I know. Would make a complaint, but don't want him to think I'm trying to take his job away from him.
Why not?
He might give it to me. Hey, hold it, chicken. The line's starting to move. We'll see you soon.
Goodbye, Al.
Bye, chicken.
Oh, made it. Boy, this gripes me. Still have to stand in line. You'd think a guy who's been coming here this long would have seniority. It's the fault of the guy who distributes the checks, that Peter Guilford. There's a real bum for you. Boy, I hate him.
Oh, hiya, Pete. How's Trix?
Oh, it's you, Al. Did you look for a job this week?
No, I couldn't. You see, my grandmother died.
She died last week.
She rallied.
I knew you'd have an answer. You always do. Here's your check.
Ah, thanks, Pete. See you next week, Ken. That Peter Guilford. I hate that bum.
We'll be back with more of My Friend Irma right after this short break. Stay tuned. What shall we do
about them? Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club. This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
And now back to My Friend Irma, starring Marie Wilson, on When Radio Was.
Irma, honey, will you hand me my nail polish? I want to look my best for Peter Guilford tonight.
All right, Jane. Come in.
Oh, hello, Mrs. O'Reilly. Oh, my, you're all dressed up.
Thank you, dear. The professor and I are going out tonight, and I was wondering if you could lend me a pair of dark glasses.
Dark glasses?
Yes, the wind blew me eyelashes off the windowsill. I wouldn't want him to see me without them. You know the way he kids about me false teeth and me artificial fingernails and me bleach transformation. He says if we ever cross the border, the customs man will be checking my parts 5 days after we've gone.
Oh, he's a great kidder.
It's me again, girls, and Mrs. O'Reilly. Oh, what a beautiful day it is. I was just out taking a walk.
Oh, Professor, don't move. There are two caterpillars on your shoulder.
Caterpillars? Glory be, those are me eyelashes.
Oh, As I should have known. You know, Mrs. O'Reilly, if this building ever caught fire and you jumped out of the window, the firemen wouldn't know which part to catch first.
Oh, hush, Professor. Tell me, Janie, darling, how's Richard? I see you're wearing a new dress. Going somewhere special with him?
Well, before Irma gets a chance to distort the news, I'll tell it to you. I'm dating a new beau tonight.
Oh. Yes, and he's a very important man who works for the government.
Well, you know what's best for you, Janie. I only hope it'll bring you happiness. After all, the most important thing in life is love. Now take me. All right? I'll admit I'm not a spring chicken. I'm 39. But I'm going out with the professor tonight.
Mrs. O'Reilly, you are 39. Then let me ask you a question. Why is it the moment the music starts, you automatically go into a minuet?
That's the reason I love to go out with you, Professor.
I like to go out with you, too. But to help me, I can't think of a reason.
Well, goodbye, girls. We'll be running along now.
Goodbye. And Janie, have a good time tonight with your new boyfriend.
Thanks, Professor. Irma, you know, I want to make a good impression tonight, so I think I'll buy a new hat. I won't be long. If Richard calls, remember, you don't know where I am.
All right, Jane.
Come in.
Hello, Jane. Hiya, chicken.
Hi, Al.
Hello, Al, honey.
Oh, the humiliation of that unemployment office. I won't have to put up with that stuff much longer. Got a deal that'll put me on easy street.
Yeah, I know. You're going to glue corn silk on old sweaters and sell them for fur jackets.
No, that's not the deal, but like yours better.
Sorry, Al, I've already patented it with the insane asylum. Well, I'll be back as soon as I find a hat, honey. Goodbye, all.
Disparaging dame. Never going to amount to nothing.
Oh, don't say that about Jane, Al. She has a date for dinner tonight with a new boyfriend.
Oh? She gave Richard the old heave-ho?
Well, Richard has been stalling. You know, a girl gets impatient waiting for a man to accept her proposal.
Chicken, you ain't hinting about you and I.
No, Al, but now that you mention it, I think it's about time we get married. I want to have children while I'm young, while I still know what more than they do.
Chicken, you can't get married on a shoestring. Besides, I want you to have a nice home, beautiful furniture, a maid, and a car of your own.
Oh, Al, a car of my own?
Well, certainly. You think after we're married, I'm going to let you walk to work?
Well, but Al, I get so tired of waiting for that day.
Oh, now, chicken, you got to be patient till one of my deals comes through.
Oh, Al, if you could only get a good job like Jane's new boyfriend has, we could get married right away.
Yeah, what does this guy do?
Oh, he's with the government in charge of financial distribution.
Financial distribution. Sounds important. Chicken, me meeting a guy like that might change our whole future.
How?
I'm working on a plan. No, all our dreams will come true.
Oh, Al, I have so much confidence in you. Let me give you a big kiss for luck.
Okay, Chicken. Hey, Chicken, what's the idea of making those cross eyes when I kissed you?
Well, I wanted to see on which side of my nose your nose goes when you kiss me.
Which side?
Neither. We meet bumper to bumper.
Well, I've been shopping for a hat. I've tried off the face hats, on the face hats, low brims, high brims, no brims, no hat, just brim. However, I saw one that I thought was adorable. Three roses sewed on a ribbon. $95. I wouldn't spend that much for three roses if I just finished a quart of four roses. So, I decided to just forget the hat. Let my personality work for me tonight. Hello, honey.
Hi, Jane. Did you get a hat?
No, I didn't, honey. Not that I care, but, did Richard call?
No.
Oh, well, who cares? Just as well.
Oh, yes.
Well, I don't care. Were you here all the time?
Yes.
Well, if he does call, tell him I'm not here.
All right, Jane.
Never mind, I'll tell him.
Oh, it's you, Richard.
Jane, I have good news for you. I'm taking you out tonight.
I've got news for you. I've already got a date.
Oh, you have?
Yes, I have.
Well, that's nice. Enjoy yourself.
I certainly will.
Good night, Jane.
Richard? 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 Well, how do you like that? He's not even angry.
Well, Jane, do you care?
Of course I don't care. He means nothing to me. Nothing at all.
Jane, you just tore your handkerchief.
Well, I like it that way. After all, two handkerchiefs are better than one. Oh, leave me alone, will you? All men are dogs. Come in.
Hiya, chicken.
Hello, Prince, honey.
We were just talking about you.
Oh? Something good, I hope. Because, Jane, I got something to ask you, and I don't know exactly how to begin.
Well, leave out the words, may I borrow, and just take it from there.
Don't need money, Jane. It is my belief that a guy only gets places through contacts, people he meets.
Yeah, that's partially true.
Yeah. Now, when you first introduced me to Richard, I thought he could do me some good. But through some slip in the conversation, he found out I was a bum. Now, Jane, you got a new guy, and I want him to think well of me. I mean...
You mean in case he can do you some good?
Well, contacts are vital, Jane.
Now, wait, Al. I've just met Peter. It's our very first date. I haven't even been out with him yet. I know he has an important position with the government, but I can't ask him to waste his time helping out the unemployed.
But, Jane, I'm not asking for myself. It's for Chicken. I want to marry her. But first I want to make a man out of myself.
Oh, Al, don't change too much.
The first half of a My Friend Irma episode from April of 1948. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. You just heard John Brown as Irma's boyfriend, Al. Well, in early television, he would be seen on the George Burns and Gracie Allen show, in a role that was also played over the years by Hal March, Fred Clark, and Larry Keating. I'll name that character, and then wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
Radio Spirit's Suspense Wages of Sin collection is 10 CDs worth of tension-packed drama. Barbara Stanwyck, Betty Davis, Burt Lancaster, and more star in 20 heart-pounding stories.
Then I began to get scared. Scared right down through the little veins. I locked the door and pulled the shades and told the desk to let no one visit me. And I sat there all night. I didn't dare sleep. And half the next day...
Suspense, Wages of Sin is regularly $39.98, but When Radio Was listeners can save over 60% today and pay only $24.98, plus get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SIN33. That's radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SIN33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
The savings are heating up during our Radio Spirits Summer Super Sale. Get your biggest online discounts of the year at radiospirits.com and save at least 30% off all classic radio products. Plus, get free shipping. That's right, at least 30% off and free shipping. Go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SUMMER18. Now, don't let the Summer Super Sale cool off before you get at least 30% off all classic radio products online today. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and remember offer code SUMMER18. That's radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. And don't forget offer code SUMMER18. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way.
which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Hal March, John Brown, Fred Clark, and Larry Keating. Harry's wife Blanche was played throughout the run by B. Bennett Arrett. I'm Greg Bell, and hey, remember to visit us at the website. It's whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.